I listen to the Black Guy Who Tips podcast because Rod and Karen are hot.
Hey, welcome to another episode of the Black Guy Who Tips podcast. I'm your host, Rod, and I'm always with my co-host,
Karen.
And we are live on what appears to be a Tuesday.
Yes, no. Your days start blending together after a while.
Now it's all just one long one long day.
It feels like it.
But we are joined by a very special guest, first time on the podcast, but yes. Not our first time hearing of Mike.
No.
It's old Mike B. What's going on, man?
Hey, what's going on, Rod and Karen? How y'all feel?
Great, man. If y'all don't know Mike, you can I've learned of him through Three Guys On. He's
Me
a frequent
too.
Guest.
Yes.
I listened to him on there and I was like, man, this dude's really funny.
Hilarious.
And then also he has his own podcast called Open Mic Radio. He has his family's on there all the time. And then also he has his own his album, and it's called Promote Mike B. Hashtag Promote Mike B is his newest album.
It is funny as shit.
Yeah, we were sitting in here one day doing something. I had to do something for work.
Yeah, and I was actually at work, so we were both in here kind of working and playing. And we literally died laughing the entire, from start to finish, y'all.
Yeah,
it
man.
Was a ball
that
to
shit is
to.
That shit is a monster, man. We was in here like cracking the fuck up, man. So you did an amazing job.
You
and
really did, sweetie.
You know, and this it's also like the tracks are short, and it's one of those ones, it's almost like how rappers are doing albums now, where like the albums used to be like, you know, an hour and a half. It was like an undertaking. So you be like, I don't know if I want to listen to this shit, man.
I want 20 songs today.
You know, my attention span that got short as fuck now. I can't keep up. But this thing came in like about 40 minutes or so. And I mean, I'm talking, it's nothing but heat. So
yes.
Like you just laughing from track one all the way to the ending track and stuff. And
yes.
I don't want to burn any bits or anything.
But it flows so smoothly.
It was so well done.
Yeah, like right said, it is like an album. It's like it flows so smoothly. It goes from one to the next, and you know, me and Roger, we love comedy, so it was like a 1-2 punch. It was like, as soon as you was like, oh, okay, you was like, and so the whole house just busted out in laughter.
Yeah, I do have questions about it. Is this one where you had like Andy Klein produce it from Three Guys On, or did you do all this by yourself?
Oh, no. If I do that, then everybody's gonna be like calling me up, man. Oh, you just gonna take all the credit? Oh, this all you, huh? Like, nah. There was some, it was some checks being written. There was some under the table dealings that was happening.
Let me find out.
Envelopes handed out.
Let me find out. Andy Klein over there, like Suge Knight.
Yeah. Andy Klein, the homie, he recorded it for me. He was in the back, and I was at his first his taping, Vintage Andy Klein, when he did his out in the draft house, and when I found out he started doing a lot of the comics in the area's recordings, so I asked him if he could do mine, and he did. So it was good. He has a knack for like sound. I don't have the patience. It was a lot of patience in this. I don't have patience. I just, you know, when I'm done, like even when I record my podcast, when I record it, what you hear is exactly what you hear. I don't edit nothing. I don't take nothing out. It is what it is.
Yeah, he has an ear. And I think over the time, particularly me and Roger recording, we're both like that. Him, Roger more than me, but it's like, do you hear that buzzing? Do you hear that sound? Do you hear, like we're all like, do you hear that? Like something that right?
Well, it's not just that, but you got to like work through certain things sometimes. Decide, you know, like what we do is kind of on the fly, but it's different than when, like, you know, sometimes I'll like make like a parody rap song or something, and it's some shit that really is like 3 minutes long, but that shit right there might take, you know, an hour or so of editing and mixing and fucking like this vocal. Okay, now I need to overdub this with this vocal, and so yeah, it's a lot of work. But low key, like Andy has put out like Blue Magic, Rule of, I think Rule of Thirds, Vintage, his own album over there. I mean, as a producer, Andy is racking up some hits now, man.
Andy,
the Alkaline, as they call him.
He's our Diddy right now. He's our Dr. Dre.
How long did it take you to like work on material for the album? And because I know it's actually your second like album, but you said your first one was like a mixtape almost. You sold out the back of the car.
Oh yeah, the first one was My Reasonable Doubt. I like to call that My Reasonable Doubt. I have hundreds of copies. My wife, if y'all want one right now, you're listening, I would mail it to you for free. My wife wants them out the house. They take up space in the storage. They make really good. Break your weed on them if you want them. You can do whatever you want to. Just get them out the house. You can break your weed on them. You can use them as a coaster. It's a DVD. Funny about the first one was when I released DVD, everybody stopped looking at DVDs. Like no one bought DVDs anymore. Like the moment I released, so I sold the first 100. Then I ordered another 100, and they're literally just. They're frisbees. If you want a frisbee, come get one. I'll toss them to you. I did that one in 2014. Okay. I don't know if I know that. It's because of my son. He was born in 13. This one particularly took, cut it down in 19, about 5 to 6 years, roughly 5 to 6 years. The last joke on the album was the first time I ever performed it. I just rehearsed it over and over in my head, but I never performed it until the night of the show. So that's like the newest of new jokes. Everything else was like maybe 3 to 4 years old, 5.
Man, I know you gotta be glad you got it done too, because like it's right before the COVID hit.
Right before everything shut down.
Everything. Yeah, now it's like, you know, like if you was even like fretting over like, should I even do this joke? This is my first time. Like it's better that you did it. You know what I'm saying? It killed anyway, but it's better that you did it. Cause if not, you have been thinking about that shit for like however long it is till we can get back in these clubs.
I'm looking at this iTunes check right now and COVID. Thank you. It's not a nice check, but it's a good one. It's a nice amount to say. Had y'all not been in the house, that would have been a waste of time. That's all my wife is tracking. She's like, oh, that was funny. What the numbers looking like though?
she look at the check and then she be like, okay, you funny. All right.
I guess I keep
it. So how long have you been? Go ahead.
A lot of times I bring in the shows. Like, my record's like a big show. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times I just give her the check. Like, as soon as they give me the money, she's like, oh, this was a good show. And I just be like, here you go. And then she's like, oh, okay. All right, yeah, all right.
Right.
That's my get out of jail free card for like the rest, like for the rest of the year. Cause I'm never home. I'm on the home maybe like 2 or 3 nights a week. I'm doing like open mics and stuff like that. Or I'm doing Andy and Randolph, Three Guys on Podcast. But like, whatever I'm doing, like a lot of times I'm away from the house a lot. So she has to have a level of trust that I'm not doing nothing divorce worthy.
Right.
And because, you know, if I bring her to a show and I bomb, it was like, oh, so what you been doing this whole time? You
This nigga been cheating. He not funny at all.
Yeah, no, everybody has a bad night. I watched you the wrong night. Maybe tomorrow.
Right.
So, you know, I just got to show her, hey, I'm funny. Here's a check. He is real. This is not make believe. This is a real thing. This is a thing. And she's like, oh, okay, all right, cool. I'm gonna go get these nails done.
And how long you been like doing stand up? Just like, you know, from start to now.
10 years total.
Okay.
Out of years, I only count 6. So a total of 6 years.
Okay.
4 years I was just playing around, just do dabbling around, just running around, just trying to figure out what I wanted to do. I was still transferring from Norfolk over to DC because I'm in the military, so I was still functioning and just going back and forth trying to figure out what I was going to do. So 6 year series, 10 years total.
Okay, man. And like, how'd you hook up with Andy and Randolph and get to know them, man? Because I mean, there's some cool cats.
That's a funny story. I thought they absolutely hated me. I thought they absolutely hated me.
You thought Randolph hated you, probably.
Yeah. That's how it starts. Like, Randolph always gives you the look. And, like, Andy is quiet, but that's the one you can worry about. It's the quiet one.
Mm-hmm.
And, so I showed up at the draft house. It was in the green room, the draft house. And, you know, as a new comic, you just show up and you sign your name, whatever. And I went and get on a couple of times. Like, oh, man, they don't like me, whatever. And I was scared to talk to them. So I just, you know, get rejected. And I just, you know, go back in my car and I just, you know, go home. And so one day I'm gonna go say something. So I walked over there and I was like, hey man, I'm like, you know, I'm keep bump whatever. And they're like, oh hey, it's Mike B. I know about you.
Oh,
how you been?
That's
and
dope.
I'm like, oh, you knew me. Yeah, yeah. They're like, they knew me. I just never spoke. And then like once I spoke, I kinda like they kinda had me start hosting their rooms and stuff like that. And it's been going up from there. The last couple of years, they like really rock with me heavy. Mm-hmm. I've been more involved in bringing me in, and I really appreciate that. I always give them credit for a lot of the things that's happened in the last 3 years because of them. I was open to open up for Little Rail,
mm-hmm.
1 year, and like even like this album, and then doing the Three Guys on podcast, like the comments I get after doing the shows, like it always blows because I'm like, I'm just talking. And y'all be like, no, this dude is hilarious.
Yeah.
That's P1. It's crazy.
Nah, like, man. Nah, man. I remember when I first, like when you first started going on the show, I was like, who's this dude?
Yes.
Like, you know what I mean? I was like, I don't, like, it sounded like they was already pretty cool with you, but it was my first time hearing you on the show.
Right.
I was like,
who is this old man? I love his stories.
It took a while for me to like get the rhythm and get the like comedy of it. And then like, now it's like, I look forward to it every time. I was like, oh shit, Mike B on. Like,
we don't know what we're going to get today.
Yeah. Let me go ahead and press play on this now. You know, I'm not going to wait till later in the week. So like, you really like, and I think that's also like a thing, too, because, you're funny, but you're smart. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's not necessarily just like, it's like listening to, like a rapper that's talking about some shit. You know what I mean? Where it's like,
yeah.
Your first inclination is just like, oh, this beat is banging or whatever. But then like, when it's somebody that make you think for a little bit longer than normal, it's like, wait a minute. Oh, that's brilliant, actually. Mm-hmm. So even if you don't know that, like, it might feel like just talking to you. I feel like, that's also just the craft. Like if you do something long enough, it should feel kind of like you're not doing it all the time, like second nature. And I think also that conversation between three comedians in that back room having that like riffing session or whatever, like y'all have some of the funniest riff sessions. Like we were cracking up at like when Infrared Crypto sent in those beats and y'all was just riffing, making up shit, man. That shit was so funny, man. So like, you know, that, and, you know, they're already great. They remind me of, me and my boy Justin. We play basketball, and our whole thing is like, we can adjust to it playing basketball with anybody. You know what I mean? Cause we're smart and we watch people a lot. So we be like, okay, this dude like to shoot. All right, this is what we need to do. We got to set him up with some picks, get him off the screen. I get him open. You hit the J, you know, he'll hit the J. Stuff like that. Oh, this dude can rebound. All right, man, here's what we're going to do, man. We're going to get this nigga in the post. We're going to, you know, we're going to spread out the offense. And it, like, we start doing like that. And I think they do that either subconsciously or on purpose with their guest. And, you know, like I said, that was when I was like, man, this dude funny as shit. And then I went to go check out the stand up. And I was like, man, oh, he's, like, this is brilliant, you know, like, they weren't bullshitting, man. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, some people, it's like, they sell you something, you know, but it wasn't like that. It's like, I went to check it out. I was like, no, this shit is just real fucking good, man. They don't be on no bullshit.
I was really nervous. This is the first one, like I said, the first one was the trunk one, the Life of Times of Old Mike B. This one, because it's going to the interwebs, you know, everybody has comments. I was really, really nervous. I was like, man, I really hope this doesn't suck.
Right. Yeah. Cause you know, niggas will tell you now it's different. Like back in the day, if you, like I used to, rap, man, it's like, if I wasn't good at rap, the only people that could tell me that is somebody that like knew me. You know what I'm saying? Like somebody so like, I played ball with this nigga and I sold him a mixtape. He'd be like, this shit is whack. I'm like, oh man, that sucks, it's whack, you know. One of my dozens of people don't like my shit. But now it's like some strange motherfucker could catch you while you just like on Instagram live, or fucking like while you live tweeting Scandal, they could be like, your album sucks. So yeah, it's more scary now than it was.
I religiously go back to the iTunes store to see if there's any new comments, just to see if somebody said, man, that's one star. I don't know what the fuck I was. Wish I had a receipt. Jesus, this is what is he talking about? What is he talking What are you talking about?
It's the worst because I got that part of my voice too, of that part of my brain too, that's like, you know, like when you said you weren't sure Andy and Randolph liked you, it's like,
yeah,
there's no reason for you to think they don't like you, but it's like my brain goes to that where it's like, these niggas don't even fuck with me, man. I'm gonna go over there and give them a piece of my mind. Hey, what's the problem? They turn around, Mike B, what's up, my nigga? You like, oh, I mean, what's going on, fellas?
What's happening? I know.
A lot of times people just, like, I don't tell anybody, young comics, and just in life in general, a lot of times people are just scared. Yeah. 95% of anything could be solved with a conversation.
Yeah, anything it can.
Could be solved with a conversation. So, like, you know, even if you don't think somebody likes you, if you just went up and said, hey, if he punched you in the face, you got your answer right there.
I was right.
Yeah, like, man, I need some ice, but I'm right. He did not like me.
At least now I know the truth. And like I said, that has never happened to me, but because look, I'm a pure extrovert, mm-hmm. I'll actually will be the mm-hmm. first to initiate conversations. I will walk up, sit beside you, talk. So I will know pretty quickly if you like me or not.
Yeah, it's making the coronavirus real hard because.
Yes, you know, it is.
I just be trying to go to the store and not talk to these people. I don't want
I'm talking through the mask.
I don't want them breathing on me or nothing. And Karen will be over there like, I do hope that ice cream is good, baby. Wait till we get home. I can't wait to try some. I'm just over here like, don't.
I always talk like I'm 85.
Like standing behind. You're not even standing behind the glass. It's
you're not even doing it 6 feet.
Molecules all over the air.
Let me get some of that. Hey, what's that right there? Yeah. What you like?
Right.
What's that? It's funny. Me and my family to get the hell out of the house. We went to Cold Stone today, and you know you go to Cold Stone, you gotta you know pick your ice cream and stuff like that. My son literally walked to the display screen, was like, "Hey, strawberry, Daddy." I'm like, "Don't touch the screen, boy."
Right. You're like, that's where the Rona at right there. But yeah, we got some. Say that one more time. You broke up a little bit.
I said that's all frozen Corona on that glass. Just right. You get it all bare handed. I don't get this, Daddy.
Give me two scoops of Corona ice cream right to the lungs, man. Yeah, we got some new hot sauce, and the woman was there's this one grocer at our fucking Publix, man, and she does this even when I'm by myself, but I just don't talk to her, but. She does this thing where she evaluates your groceries as she's checking your shit out. Like, I don't like that. Stay out of my business, man. This is enough of a transaction. You know what I'm saying?
She's like, "Beep, oh, I like this flavor. Have you tried the such and such and such and such?" And you be like, no.
Yeah. Ooh, this that new hot sauce. Where you get that from? I'm like, ma'am, I have things to do. This is not, I'm not, you work here, not me.
You know? Rub at the top. Ooh.
Yeah.
Get somebody to hold right. Put on to the side for you.
Boy, what kind of water is this? This some new water. That's delicious. That is so good. Y'all gonna enjoy that when y'all get home. I'm like, ma'am, put the fucking hot sauce down. It's terrible.
Yeah, man.
So also, you've been podcasting. How long you been podcasting?
Hey, off and on, just like my comedy career. At least 7 years. I only count three. What's funny is I started getting back. This is what I did. I made a mistake in the beginning because it wasn't really podcasting. It was internet radio. That's what they sold.
Oh.
So I was going into the studio. I was paying for studio time, and you know, and I was recording over a created radio station on the internet, and I did it for like what's the name of the thing? Well. It was a true radio network, WLS Radio.
Okay.
Anyway, so I did that for a couple of years, and then I had a cast. I had a real cast called Over Radio Show, and we'll do it in, like a live like this, and we had like eight people,
and eight
wireless mics. Yeah. There's a picture that I post every now and then. It's like eight people, and we had like a dude that was wearing a wig. I was like the lead character. It was like four other co-hosts and stuff like that. And like two more people that I break on the guests. And it was cool for a while. And then and they dropped off. And then I dropped it out of like three. And then that dropped off, and I started another show called the He Said, She Said show with Michelle sometimes. And then once the studio closed, that's where the show ended. Mm. This is where Randolph and Andy jump in. They're like, hey, didn't you have a podcast? Up to the podcast. I'm like, oh man, the studio closed. They're like, what, your living room closed? I'm like, what you mean my living room?
They're like, did you move the furniture? What happened?
Like, no, no, I had a studio. I was paying for studio time. They're like, you don't need a studio, you idiot. You need, all you need is just a mic and a mixer. And, you know, and they gave me all the tools. That's one thing I respect about them is they don't just give you just a, this like the ink pen. They'll give you everything, like the right paper and binder and everything you need so you can be successful. And they were like, no, you idiot, just get a living room and just get some mics and a mixer.
Right.
And just record. And I was so mad because I spent like $200 a month in studio fees,
ooh, you know,
just for an hour. And when I could have just, you know, I could have just did it from my house.
A lot of people don't know that. Like, and that's the thing. It's like either you learn the skill and keep the skill, either you don't know the skill and you pay other people for their work.
Yeah, somebody gonna get paid.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's a hustle, man. Like, that was the one thing when, like certain podcasts, it'll be like, well, this company is no longer gonna sponsor this podcast. And it's like, well, that's the end of that podcast. And I've always been like, I'm glad we learned, even though it fucking sucked, I'm glad we learned the hard way how to do.
Cause this is a learning.
All this shit from the ground up so that, you know, if something happened, we can like keep our shit going. You know, because like you said, you hit that roadblock, and if it isn't for somebody like a Andy or a Randolph, you know, that's the end of the fucking show.
Here's the thing about this. When I was paying for the studio time, it wasn't like I was paying for an engineer.
Right.
I was doing all the stuff I'm doing right now.
Oh no.
I was just doing it in office space,
right?
Oh,
damn.
So they just weren't even paying for nobody to chop it up and none of that.
You was just paying for the cost of taking selfies to look more professional, like, look at this dog, I got this nice mic, I'm in the studio.
Yeah, basically just to keep people out of my house, which now I still have guests on and none of them are in my house still. I still could have saved that money.
Yep. Yep. The Rona is really bringing it out too, because you see so many people go like to Zoom, they're doing like live stuff, they're doing their podcast more, like, mm-hmm, everybody is, you know, doing a lot of stuff without having to be in the room with each other anymore.
Yeah, even a crowdcast that we have, because when we used to go live, normally when you would go to the front page, you can normally find us. Now when I go to the front page, it's like 45 other shit going live too. I like have to search the name now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't understand why everybody, I'm like, what are you doing? Like D-Nice is on. Go watch D-Nice. Why are you watching D-Nice? Because me and my friend, we have an IG show too.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yo, if D-Nice is on, we're done. We're out of here. We're done.
Yeah, it is funny when you go to, like, whenever they doing a live, like, you know, Corona radio type, you know, versus event or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, when you log into Instagram, at the top, it shows you everyone who's live. And I always am kind of surprised. I'm like, almost like, good for you. You got some confidence. Like, you don't give a fuck that Teddy Riley and Babyface is versus right now. You expect me to stop what I'm doing and check out what you talk about. That's amazing.
Yep, I hope so. I hope you stop doing what you're doing and leave Teddy Riley alone and come see me talk about why I don't like Insecure. I hope
right. I'm like, damn, you got some confidence. I don't got it. Like, I don't have that kind of confidence, man. Like, I actually low key don't have the confidence just to go live for no reason. Like I
know,
like,
you don't.
Like, I want to have like a reason to go live. Like, I don't understand. Like,
you
sometimes
have to have a reason.
Sometimes I click on somebody's live because I'm like, let me see you what's the right way to do this.
It's not a right way.
The only thing I could figure out is because I think it's mostly because I only follow butt accounts, you know, Instagram models and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So like with them, their whole Instagram is just them looking at the camera and then not saying nothing. And then looking good, and then looking at the chat, and then
sink limping or singing their favorite tunes.
Not for me, no, not the ones I follow.
Okay.
They just be like looking at the camera, like just to see what we saying in the chat, And I'm over there like, are you supposed to do something?
No, they're the product. They were like, I know why you came.
And then when my friends go live, my friends just be sitting there like not really doing much either. They like, they don't have like a thing plan.
It's the way your mind ticks.
They just on there. I don't understand I just don't get it yet.
You gotta have the ambition as my daughter does. My daughter gets on TikTok and she doesn't care how she looks. She's gonna get this TikTok and just go for it, you know. I actually had to get rid of all my models because I was following too many on Instagram. I got rid of all of them.
I honestly the problem for my Instagram is that I follow too many regular normal people that's my friends. Like, I really need to create another Instagram. Like, you know how people have secret Instagram accounts for them to follow like the Instagram models? I need a secret Instagram account for my friends where I'm like, I just want to see what my friends up to right now, because I'm really on there just to look at butts. And then like what happens is if I'm at like the Hornets game or some shit and I'm like, oh yeah, let's post something on Instagram, we at the game, like the first couple posts that pop up is just like somebody twerking right into the camera, and I'm like, well, that's not, you know, I don't want y'all to see all everything that's going on my phone. So yeah. I'd need another account that's more professional.
Yeah, you don't have the account for the black guy that tips
y'all. Oh shit, I could just use that.
Yes, you can.
All right. That's what I'll do. I'll make that my default. That's going to be my default account that I log into in public. And then my regular, like, nasty account could just be me. You know what I'm saying? It's just me posting food pics and then looking at butts. That's all my... Like, I don't know if other people can see my likes, but all my likes is just butts.
Yeah, all they advertising is their OnlyFans page.
Yeah. And the thing is, though, every once in a while, the algorithm, like, if one of my friends take, like, a fire selfie or something, every once in a while, the algorithm will put them up there with the Instagram models, and I'll be like, look at you. Go ahead, girl. You're doing it today. Like, you done slipped my, fucked up my algorithm and got above Dominique Chen.
Yeah. What's her name?
Dominique Chen. Chen. Two N's. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're welcome, baby. Hey,
baby. Go away.
Speaking of which, man, how has the corona been with the family? I know you say you always on the road, so now how long y'all been locked down up there? Like a month and a half?
I want to say forever, but it might be around late March, because when the governor, cause I'm in Virginia, so when the governor went on his press conference and said, hey, you know, we're gonna be locked down to June 10th. I was like, oh, that's not bad. And then I looked at the calendar, it was still March. Like, ooh, that is
right. Oh, he was like, yes, June 10th. Like, don't even think of it. But the school year out over. Yeah, yo, you got Governor Blackface, honey. Yeah. Y'all gonna fuck around and get y'all freedom papers out there.
Y'all so lucky, man. Yeah. I'm so envious of you niggas, too, man. Oh my God. I wish Roy Cooper, he's a Democrat and he's our governor. I wish he had some blackface, man. Like, if y'all can find some blackface on this dude or Photoshop some into an old yearbook of his, let me know, because it's nothing better than having a blackface white man in charge, because he is doing everything to make up for that shit.
He was like, I only get one term.
He gave us mail-in ballots. He didn't extend it. He was like, hey, you guys, hey, Negroes, you ain't got to vote in person anymore.
Yes.
You want to stamp? Come on, anything y'all vote.
It's the best, dog. Every time I look at the paper from up there or get some, like, the internet news or whatever from up there, it's always like, hey, he just passed protections for LGBTQ people for no reason. He just didn't have shit to do this weekend. It just, like, I don't know what. It's the best.
Yeah, he was just bored. He was minding his business, and just, he was like, you know, what else do those African Americans like that? I didn't know nothing about.
He's like, blackface. He's like, you know, this weekend I read some bell hooks, and did you know black women only make 66 cents on the dollar for a white man's money? I'm gonna go ahead and pass something tonight.
Hey, baby, you know what? Somebody told him, we gonna put you on the white man's hall of fame for black people. He was like, I'm gonna be number one.
He listened.
He said, I'm gonna make butter pecan the official ice cream of Virginia. That's
what come on, butter pecan.
You know, I was listening to Lemonade today, and I was thinking to myself, we gotta do better. Like, it's crazy, man.
Y'all gonna fuck around. He gonna be like, you know what? The state bean is black eyed peas. Mm-hmm.
We doing this, and we're gonna release it every new year.
Right.
Come on.
He's like, you walk in his office. He's like, oh, hold on. Let me pause. Do the right thing. Come on in, brother. Let's have this meeting real quick. I want to talk to you about taking these Confederate flags down. I'm sick of the shit.
You're like, why you at it? Go outside and get my copy of House Party 2 while you at it. I'm almost done with this one.
He said, he made mail-in voting easier and then made the voting day a holiday. So basically, if you mail your shit in, you just get a free day off. Like,
right.
It's so nice. Oh.
I need a brochure. I need a pamphlet. To see how that works. I work in DC. How does that work?
Oh yeah.
I work in DC. I need a brochure.
You know what? You know what? He gonna fuck around and everybody gonna have a booklet with all the laws he done passed. Like, in case you didn't know, when you don't have access to the internet, because I understand, you know, everybody might not have access to the internet. We gonna person like they used to do Yellow Pages. You gonna walk outside, it's gonna be a big ass book that has all the rules.
So look, boss, paragraph 3, section 2 of the Virginia I know you didn't read this, states, and I quote.
Yes, it's gonna be know your laws.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Start pulling out my reading glasses.
I feel like if you walk up on him, I feel like he'll give you some money. You know what I mean? Like, if you black and you just see this nigga in like Whole Foods, it'd be like, hold up, man, I got like 20 for you, bro. I'm sorry for the slavery and the blackface and everything, man. My bad. Say that again, Mike. I'm sorry.
He's already folded too. Like, he'll get that handshake, handoff. Like, here you go, brother. Don't mind if I do.
You get to the car. When you get to the car, open it up. It's a Harriet Tubman 20. Like, he already owned that shit. He like, yeah, I got the Harriet Tubman 20 for you because I know.
I got that exclusive.
You know what I'm saying? Sorry. On the back, it say, sorry for the blackface. That's my bad. That's on me. Oh, man.
But yeah, we just, I've actually enjoyed. I was telling people, like, I don't really miss doing stand-up as much. I would, but I don't. Cause I get a chance to be home with my kids. I'm learning a lot about my family that I wouldn't have learned if I wasn't home. Like, I love my son. I don't like him that much. I love my daughter a lot. me and my wife have a lot in common. Me and my son, sometimes we butt heads, because every father wants their son to be athletic, and I realize he's just not athletic. He has allergies, so he's a genius. It's just a lot of stuff that I'm learning now that I didn't learn before, so like, he's in there right now doing Power Ranger stuff, knowing I'm wanting this show.
Is like, it gonna be
like, hey man, don't you see I'm doing the show? Like, whatever. Well, so he
do like,
yes,
is it gonna be hard to, do you think it's gonna be hard to go back to the, like, doing as many open mics as you were doing before and all that stuff, like when they lift the, you know, assuming that we ever lifted whatever the shit is?
honestly I don't think it's gonna be as hard. People gonna be ready to like come out, because at this point everybody realized that they did take advantage of their freedom or whatever you want.
True.
To call it, right? I don't want to say
freedom,
but there's somebody on the right wing like, that's what I'm talking about, brother. Our freedom is taken. No, Karen. No, we're not talking about that. Not you, Karen. The other Karen.
The other Karen.
White Karen. White Karen. Because I run a room, like, I was talking to my partners on Broken My Comedy. We were just talking about how we got to improve the safety measures and our cleanliness, especially with mics and stuff like that. So there's a lot of, I'm pretty sure it'll be a lot harder to just pop up and open up a mic and start doing rooms.
Right.
This now. So we have more than just one single mic. You probably have to disinfect every mic.
Bring your own.
Bring your own mic when you're not getting on the mic. Just different little things you didn't have to think about before, but like now. Because even when we finally canceled our mic, it was like, we could just do this one more. And the last show, somebody was coughing. And I'm like, who's gonna do the show? Cause, yeah. It's cause I think that's what people don't understand. It's not so much of staying in to protect us. It's staying away from people who don't give a fuck.
Right. That's really right, good. Sweetie.
You know what I'm saying? There are people right now who's been sitting bare butt on public toilet stools for years protesting about being in the house.
Right.
Those people need to die. Why are you sitting bare butt in the public restroom? Why?
Yeah, I feel like, you know? I feel like we should do like a fake, we should do two openings of the country. And the first one should be a fake one for all the people that don't believe in the corona and shit. Just let them get it out their system. So like we do the, like the smart people stay home. So it's like, okay, fake opening for the first 2 months. And it's just them coughing on each other
and killing each
getting
other,
getting sick, you know, going to the hospital. And we all just at home chilling until they take their sick asses back home. And then it's like, all right, now that the crazy people is going back home, now the regular people, we could come out the house.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not gonna say they need to die. I'm just saying,
just go sit your ass down. It sounds like for the people that don't get sick enough to go to the hospital, it's still a sit your ass down moment if you get sick.
Yeah,
like,
it still get a hold of you and tap you on the shoulder and be like, hey, you might want to chill.
Yeah, so like a lot of these people need to sit their ass down. And so I'm cool with that level. I'm not gonna wish death on them, you know what I'm saying, necessarily, but I do wish a 2 week time out on their ass.
Yeah, I mean, I might wish a death on them either, but they could go. That's the same thing as death.
Right, you know. If you go to one of these protests and then you happen to die, I mean, I can't give you the same tears that I'm giving these people that just like wanted to go to the grocery store and now they dead. Like,
right.
It like, you gotta get another level of tears that's like below the tears I have for like, the tears I have for like, you know, when a motherfucker think they can like have a shootout with the police and you be like, oh, that's sad, but that was also crazy, you know what I mean?
You saw the innocent at all, that right? You didn't even have a cigarette,
right? Right, like I'm not sure that was as tragic an ending as y'all think. That seemed pretty much in line with anyone that takes a shootout with the police. But yeah, these motherfuckers are like, the worst.
I don't understand what they're protesting for. Like, who, I mean, unless you're like, unless that's my podcast, I said that you could spend that same energy protesting Mitch McConnell and his crew that's holding back funds from you getting monthly payments instead of you protesting to go back to an unsafe working condition where you already know they don't care about you, because the only reason they want you to go back to work is for production.
Yeah.
That's what they got to do. But they don't want to do that. They just want to protest to send people who already are back to work, like me, who's at work, but I telework. No, I'm not trying to go back to the office.
Right.
Me either. Not unless they was like, your job is threatened. I'm not going back.
And here's the other thing I know I say this every episode of the show, and I know people probably fucking rolling their eyes right now. They probably know what I'm going to say. They're probably tired of the shit. Unless they agree with me and they just as frustrated about this as I am. What the fuck are the guns for? I don't know why. When are they gonna, like, they have not, no one has, I don't even feel like no one's asking them. Like,
no.
The reporters go all the way out there, film these motherfuckers, look at the signs and be like, they want the country to be open. Stop and ask them, but what about the guns? Why do you need a fucking bulletproof vest to stand outside of a fucking hair salon? I don't see what the fucking, what is the mental, like, what's the bridge on that?
Have you ever got hit by a hot curling iron coming at you with a high rate of speed?
Yes. It burns.
Yeah, like, damn, boy, I swear, it's like they get them guns out for everything. It's like, oh my God, it's Taco Tuesday. Give me my motherfucking vest and my gun. We going out to the taco spot. Like, man, bruh, chill.
This my 9mm right here. I just polished this one on up here. Just got me some fresh bullets, and I'm just going to sit out here in this here peanut gallery and just watch and protest. God bless. Let us go back to work.
You would get.
I like washing my chicken off before I fry it. I like that. I like haircut.
I get my mag. I got my MAGA sign. Everybody knows MAGA stands for Magnum, AK-47. Glock, AK-47. I keep two AK-47s on me at all fucking times for freedom. Like, get out of here.
But this shows you once again. This, I mean, if there's ever been a time, there's at least a month full of footage of cops being able to de-escalate a situation with a bunch of people holding guns, protesting. They're able to de-escalate a situation without shooting anybody. So the next time a black man gets shot because he just, or a black woman gets shot, whatever
right.
happens, you know, because they just so happen to be on the wrong side of the street, just minding their business, and they get shot, just know that the police could have did everything they care to de-escalate that situation. We got the footage.
These motherfuckers, they really be out there like, and I'm not joking, I think I read this for sure, but y'all know how, like, black people get killed by the cops so much, and start running together.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to say within the last 2 weeks, there was a black man that got killed, a black boy that got killed by the cops, because he had a cell phone, and the cops thought it was a gun. And then you juxtapose that with, like, the woman at the playground yelling at the cops, like, me and my baby's going to get the corona, and there's nothing you can do about it. Fuck you, take me to jail, cop. And then you got the motherfucking, like, MAGA people out front of the city hall with big-ass guns. And you got, I'm like, what? Are we not wearing enough flag paraphernalia? Is that it? We need to just put, like, an American flag
that
shirt on, and then they'll be like, oh, don't kill them. Is that the problem?
Nope, because then you just be a better target. You be dark in the flag.
my friend has a joke. I can't think of his name, so I can't give him proper credit like I want to. I can't cite the source.
Mm.
But he says the best way to not get killed by the cops is to have a dog in the car with you.
We gotta start dressing like dogs and talk and acting like them. You know what I mean? You're like, you know what I pulled you over for? Earth, earth. Oh, you know what? Let him go. Go ahead, let him go. It's cool. He's a good boy. He don't know.
You don't want to kill me in front of Fido, do you?
Yeah. That's how I get killed though. I'll be like, he'll be like, hey, you can go ahead about your business. Don't leave him alone. He's a good boy. Who you calling boy? Oh, he ain't a dog. Pow, pow, pow. That's how it's gonna happen. yeah. But yeah, man, that's like I said, the album is amazing, man. Promote Mike mm-hmm. B. Make sure you guys check the shit out. It's like I said, hilarious. We was in here in tears.
We were in the middle of the day just cracking up.
Karen didn't even know I was gonna play it. I just started playing it for myself and listening to it. And I think I was just laughing so hard. She was like, well, I gotta hear what the fuck this is.
Yeah, and I heard it out of the other headphones. I could hear it out of my headphones.
Yeah. And so then I was like, you know, let's listen to it together. And like I said, it's an amazing album, man. All the albums coming out from over there by Alkaline. Joints is fire.
Thank you. And thank y'all for having me, man.
No problem.
When y'all emailed me, I did, I could admit this now, I did like a teenage white girl at like they won, like I won like some Guns N' Roses tickets.
that's the thing about the Rona, man. It's really because everybody's home now,
right?
It's really easier to like book people and shit.
Before it would be tough, people's schedules would be all over the place.
Yeah, so like, you know, sometimes it's like, or if I don't like necessarily know a person that well, or if you know what I'm saying, we're just busy because we record at this weird time, which is like 4:30 in the afternoon in the weekdays. Most people at work, on the way home from work possibly,
right?
And don't have an hour and a half, 2 hours to sit and just kick the shit with us. But now everybody at home, so it's been easier to get guests, man. We before this, we had been trying to get Janelle James on the show for forever because she was just blowing up everywhere,
right?
And now she's stuck at home. She was like, okay, I can make it. Like, I need this outlet. I can't do nothing else right now. Let's fucking hang out. And so it's been dope to have, like, to be able to get guests again, man. But you were one of the people on the list of people that we wanted to have on the show for a long time.
We do have a list.
Oh man, you don't know how to make me feel, y'all. I'm about to just a single tear roll down my eye.
Now we do have a bunch of news and stuff to cover too, and we've been starting the show lately with coronavirus news.
Mm-hmm.
So I have now what I do for, because people always be like, is there a playlist, are you getting this from? This is what I do. I put coronavirus in the search on Spotify and then I just click one of the songs that at random up. Now I prefer songs that have explicit next to them because it might be rap or cussing, and I'm into both. So this time it's 6 Feet, you got coronavirus in parentheses by 99%. So let's check this one out.
Is you coughing? Oh, hell nah.
Bitch, you got coronavirus.
I need 6 feet.
Bitch, I need
6 feet.
Bitch, you got coronavirus.
Damn. I need 6 feet.
Not bitch, I need
6 feet. Give me 6 feet.
Bitch, you got coronavirus.
Shut up. Bitch, don't talk to me. Bitch, you gotta leave if you sneeze or you cough on me. You can shake that ass, but you can't shake no hands with me. Paper stack, but your ass, can I have a piece?
Bitch, you got coronavirus. Whoa. You can't quarantine, not with me. Bitch, you wild. Wash your hands with bleach. Water and keep sanitizing. Bitch, no, we in a crisis. I ain't trying to die, shit. Fuck. Bitch, you got coronavirus.
I need 6 feet.
Bitch, I need
6 feet.
Back up.
Don't talk to me.
Bitch, you got coronavirus.
Damn. I need 6 feet.
Not bitch, I need
6 feet. Give me 6 feet.
Bitch, you got coronavirus.
I need 6 feet.
Bitch, I need
6 feet.
Back up.
Don't talk to me.
Bitch, you got coronavirus.
Damn. I need 6 feet.
Not bitch, I need
6 feet. Give me 6 feet.
Bitch, you got coronavirus.
Hey, that's an anthem, okay? That's some new shit.
Hey, baby,
TikTok star.
that goes hard.
Yeah.
So right now, my favorite was you can shake that, but you can't shake hands with me.
Mm-hmm.
That's a hard line there because I can still have sex with you, but I don't want to shake your hand.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I took for
I need 6 feet. Mm-hmm. Say, I don't want to quarantine with you, okay?
No.
Listen, I appreciate that. That's the bars that we need, okay? We need to be educating these people. When they see these, like, people at these house parties and at the beach and shit, they should be playing.
They need to be playing.
They should be playing. They should wait till everybody in the middle of the jam, like they doing a Tootsie Slide, and then they just throw on, bitch, you got coronavirus! Like, you know what? I'm gonna go home. You know, just throw it on in the middle of whatever Drake doing, whatever that's. Let me get left foot in, right foot in. Bitch, you got coronavirus! Oh, you know what? I'm thinking it's time to head to the crib.
Yeah, whatever leg squatting thing y'all doing.
Mm-hmm.
If you're at that party, you already got it. It's too late. You might as just keep on partying. Yeah, you know what, you're right. It's like going raw. It's like when you having sex and then you're like, oh man, we should stop.
Oh yeah, it's too late.
You already got whatever.
Yeah, the condom already. Yeah,
now switched over.
Now y'all, now you have a child. Like that's now you done fucked up. You know, you can't go backwards.
Whatever. You got the hurt.
Now you done got syphilis. This is how it happens. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You
done messed up. Now we all clapping.
Yeah, I could, like, that is what's funny though. The people I don't understand is the people that take the pictures of themselves at the parties knowing what the internet doing right now.
Come on.
Yeah.
They don't care. They're not ashamed.
Yeah. You know, everybody trying to go viral. Mm-hmm. While catching the viral disease. So, you know, it's whatever. Am I trying to go viral? It's just, you know.
Cause like, it's one thing when they say like, yo, this party was busted by the police. There was 400 people there. That's one thing. It's another when you see the motherfucker taking video of themselves at the party. Like, hey, 6,000 people up in here tonight. Oh, I'm like, bro, have you not got no news?
Yeah. No, I don't understand why people can't stay in the house. You know, for a whole year, last year, people all they complained about was going to work. Man, I can't wait to take a vacation. I'm so tired of going into work. Man, I should be glad when I get to stay home with my kids. Or, you know, the only reason why I can't get in shape is because I'm always at work and I don't have that time, that 8-hour time. Mm-hmm. And now you have it. Like, man, I wish I could go back to my office and be bored in that nasty ass pizza slice they got at the cafeteria today. Like, what are you doing right now?
Right. What happened to all the people that hate going out and the introverts and you know, the man, people are the problem. People suck. Why can't you leave me alone? Don't even FaceTime me. What happened to y'all? As soon as they said we can't be out, they was like, I am going to go out and get coronavirus.
I'm going outside and I'm going to touch all the dolls at the gas station.
You know what I have? You know, I have everything in my house. I have a PlayStation, I have an Xbox, I have a Nintendo Switch, I have Netflix, I have Disney Plus, I have this. But you know what I don't have? Coronavirus. I'm gonna go get some. I'll be right back.
Thank you.
And I'm gonna give it to my family too. Because I'm going to the party. I hope y'all get it too.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. Like, I really like going to clubs, honestly. I don't understand why anybody want to. I never understood the whole concept of a club of paying like $20 to get there to hear your playlist.
Yeah.
Club when you can do that same playlist in your car.
It definitely wasn't for me, because I'm a person that need to be able to talk to people in order for us to, like, you know, get to know each other. And even if it's just my friends, like, not even on some, like, I'm trying to find somebody to hook up with them, but just like if me and my friends want to hang out and they be like, let's go to the bar, I'm useless. If they want to go to the club, I'm useless, man. What's the point of me going out? It don't make no sense. It's just me being like, hey man, so you watch The Office? And they be like, huh, did you watch The Office? You want to go to The Office? No, did you see the now I'm miming like TV, like all that shit. It's not fun for me, so I just ain't a club person.
It's not. I remember I forgot the name of the restaurant. We pass it every now and then. We didn't even get to eat. We went to a restaurant. It's like a sushi place.
Yeah.
And it was the fucking club. Me and Roderick was like literally like face to face. It was like, huh, what? Can't hear you.
I couldn't do
it. And I think on the way out, a lady, either she asked us for drugs or a three-way, and I was like, I just told her no because I didn't know the slang. Yeah, and I didn't want to get wrapped up in something. I
couldn't tell.
Yeah, I didn't know what that one was asking me. I didn't know if she was asking that I wanted to be on blast. I didn't know.
She asked some type of like, did we party type of thing, but she was she absolutely looked like a porn star, and I don't mean that in the like the way that y'all, I mean, like, she looked like her boobs were flotation devices and she had a lot of work done. So she had looked like a porn star. She was dressed like one. And then we was leaving and she was just like, do y'all party? Y'all trying to party? And I was like, is she selling us cocaine?
I don't.
Did she think we selling cocaine?
I don't know. You know, am I going to get kidnapped? I was like, you know, I don't know the language, ma'am. No. Whatever you asking, I'm going to say no. She could have been giving me $1 million. Like, no, ma'am. It sounds like I'm going to get abducted. I'm fine.
Mm-hmm. It is weird to tell somebody you don't party. Cause I didn't even really know what that means, but I was like, I don't think we ever partied.
I was scared.
I don't even have birthday parties, ma'am. I don't go to Party City. Okay. when they try to seat me at a table, I don't even be like, I got a party of three. I'd be like, it's three of us people individually. So no, we don't party at all.
Yeah. Those are some hell of a choices. See, it's like, there's no wiggle room for if you're like dirty, you're like me, I probably would have fell for it. All right, yeah, I don't do the drugs, but I'll take that three-way.
Right.
I didn't know the code words. That's the thing. You got to know the language. I was like, no, I might be agreeing to something I might regret.
And then you get there and the motherfucking music from the intro Get Out star playing.
Come on!
Sicky Lisa, walk away. Like, what's happening up in here? I don't think, this. What kind of party is this? What's these teacups doing in here? No, thank you.
Mm-mm.
All right.
wake up in a basement, won't know how you got there. No, thank you.
Say that again, Mike. You broke up a little bit.
Oh, no. I was like, why are there so many white women around here in floral dresses with cups in their hand?
Right. No, thank you.
Right. Now sink it to the floor. Huh? Oh, damn, Karen. You got us into this bullshit.
Right. It didn't be my fault.
Tyson's Foods. Tyson, who you guys know makes chicken and all this type of meat, they have warned of meat shortages because of coronavirus. They're shutting down several plants. I think they had to shut down their third plant. They also defended the company's current employee safety practices after the meat industry has come under immense criticism for endangering employees during the pandemic.
Yeah, because I don't know if any of y'all have ever been to like a plant like that. Like, I've been to like a Frito-Lay plant. And, they are pretty, pretty close to each other. Like, you know, packing and doing that. Like, they are in tight quarters because they're trying to get as many people in there as possible to, like, do, you know, several different steps in the process. So, you know, it's almost impossible to do the social distancing when, you know, the whole purpose, a lot of times you crossing people's paths and sometimes these very narrow spaces.
Yeah, it's also interesting too because they tried to cover up with racism. because they have a lot of Mexican and Latinx people that work there. So then they was like, it's not the company, it's, you know, the lifestyles of our employees when they're off the clock is not very sanitary. Oh, and I was like, I was like, nigga, that's just racist. Did you just call them dirty Mexicans? Like, what? Like, I felt that was some coded racism that you wanted me to be like, oh no, Tyson's chicken is perfectly clean. It's the Mexicans that are dirty, guys. We all know those brown people that we hired. You know how they sleep 12 in a bed.
Legal too. You know how they are.
Yeah.
Well, you do know it's touching everybody, not just us, right?
I'm like, it don't look like they 6 feet apart with even when they at job at the workplace. Mm-mm. Yes, but it's when they go home that, you know,
that's the real problem.
That's when Raul really, really gets insanitary.
They had the, you know, your boy 45. He had just signed. I saw this on MSNBC. Now, thanks for my putting. I just now started looking at the comments. I'm sorry if anybody was shouting me out. I just started looking at the comments, but Trump had just signed an executive order to keep the meat plants open.
Right.
And he wants to kill us.
Yeah. Which is funny because he wouldn't declare it in a national emergency to have the pandemic to help us, but he all of a sudden signed the declaration to an executive order to keep meat plants open.
Wow.
We can't get our meat. So that just actually happened a couple of hours ago because I was watching MSNBC.
Wow, so he did sign it. I saw the rumor that he was floating it out there, but you know, there's so many lies around his administration, I wasn't sure they were going to do that. But what's even funny is that he wouldn't use the Defense Production Act to make them make like ventilators and masks and make, you know, like a car company and be like, hey, y'all niggas, y'all now make ventilators for a living. That's what the fuck we need. He was like, nah, that's crazy. I would never overstep my bounds like that. And it was like, we're going to cut off the chicken supply. And he was like, the fuck? No, y'all, executive order, back to work at the chicken plant. And this is another place where people like Van Jones are going to be like, see, today, this man right here is a blacker president than a Barack Obama. Like Diamond and Silk, they were like, Barack Obama would have let him cut off the chicken supply to the black community. Donald Trump cares about what black people care about, chicken.
You know what? Chicken. And the end result of this is going to be some people going, fuck that meat. Like, I'm not buying that meat and dying.
That COVID meat?
Right, that's what's all going to happen. Or people going to get it, and then you're going to have an outbreak of salmonella or with all these other shit killing the people going to the grocery store. No, thank you.
Let's keep it factual, guys. Go ahead.
Because it also depends if you wash your meat prior to cooking it. Because there's some people who just, you know, raw dog the meat, they just, you know, take it out the package and throw it in the pan, and then they just start cooking and they don't really season it. Karens, not true Karens,
other Karens. white Karens. But the thing is, the Rona doesn't, it don't get on you from eating food. Like, that's not how you get it. So it would be the packaging that would be the problem. So if it was going to be some Rona on something, it would be like that plastic shit they put over the chicken and you touch that with your bare hands and you don't wash your hands with a lot of soap or something and then you touch your face somehow. That's how you would get it. It wouldn't be like, I just want to be scientifically sound on our show, because people be saying anything about the Rona and it's not how it works. They can't cough on a chicken sandwich, a chicken breast, and 7 days later you eat Wendy's and now you just got the coronavirus from eating chicken. That's that Andy Klein stuff, okay? We don't want Andy Klein out here talking about microwave food. That's not how it works. Okay?
You know I got my...
Y'all gonna be eating extra tough sandwiches, and I just want y'all to be able to enjoy tough, nice quality food without microwaving the shit out of the Chinese they already cooked. You're more likely to get the coronavirus from that silicone box that you got the Chinese out of than the motherfucking styrofoam box that you got the Chinese out of than the actual compound chicken. Yes, let's just be clear.
I'm over here with my third eye open.
Yeah, Karen has been going into some hotel territory the last couple of weeks on coronavirus.
I don't know, man. I don't know. At the end of the day, wash your meat, yo. Don't go out here and just unwash your meat.
If you need to wash your meat, that's fine. But cook your meat is the thing. Like, the 165 degrees is where the virus dies. Okay, guys? Also, that's where salmonella dies. So if you eating chicken that's not cooked all the way through in the first place, how are you not dead already? Like, coronavirus is not, that's the least of your problems. You should be dead of salmonella way before that. Like, who the fuck likes chicken medium? You know what I'm saying? Like, chicken, no! Chicken always gotta be done. It's no, it's,
you know us, we fried way, extra hard.
Yeah. All the way through too. You ever cut like an uncooked piece of chicken and it's just that white meat? And then there's that little piece of undone in the middle.
I don't like that. I don't like that.
I have cooked and prepared that one time because I didn't know when I first started cooking, because I love my mama, but she didn't have no patience in the kitchen. So I had to learn how to cook as a college student. And I remember the first time I cooked fried chicken, I didn't know I had the grease turned up too high. And all I know is when you eat chicken, it's supposed to look a certain color. I didn't realize that, you know, it's certain things you could do now, like, you know, poke holes through the middle and stuff like that, you know, but I didn't know that. I was like, oh, this chicken look pretty. Mm-mm. It was not done.
Yeah, I'm like, nothing worse than pink chicken in the middle, because, like, one, the only way you normally find out is by biting it.
Right.
And then when you see it, I lose my appetite. I can't finish. I'm like, not only have I not want to finish this, I want to throw up everything that I have eaten. Cause I don't want to die from chicken poison. It sounds like a horrible death. That's one of those like Oregon Trail dysentery deaths. I don't need that in my life.
The Oregon Trail.
Yeah. Oregon Trail. One of them old school deaths. Yeah. Horrific ones.
I don't want one of them settler deaths. Like I want a current like new age death or some shit. You know what I mean? Like this nigga was texting in his car. Something respectable. Not like this nigga died from a chicken sandwich. That's too embarrassing.
No, 5 minute death where you just take so long, like hurry up and die, like chicken, I'm dying.
I knew I shouldn't have finished it. It was pink in the middle, but it was delicious, but not really. Oh god, I couldn't stop myself. Now when I cook, if I sometimes I like cut the chicken up, you know what I'm saying, to like for presentation, you know what I'm saying? Like, say you make a chicken breast and then you like cut it up and then you pour like some shit over it. If it's not done, it's all going back in there. Like everything. I don't give a fuck how it looks. Then this one no pictures. Then
we cooking it longer.
What's more important is that it's done. I don't give a fuck about that shit.
That's the end game.
But Tyson, go ahead. I'm sorry, Mike.
No, I'm just like, I just kept thinking about you dying and then explaining how you was dying. Like, what happened to you? Oh, I was dying because I ate a piece of raw chicken and the blood rolled down my throat. The blood touched my greens and now I can't eat the greens either.
Nobody gonna respect it, man. Like, it's not like a steak, you know what I'm saying? Like, you say you like a medium rare steak or something. Certain people will be like, really? You like medium rare steak? But nobody goes, nigga, you are going to die. If you say you got some medium rare chicken, it's like, what? They don't make that. What you can't even order that at a restaurant. You just like to flirt with death, dog. You can eat sushi, but not raw chicken.
Hey, let me get my chicken over easy, please.
Over easy.
Last time I got my chicken from here, man, y'all, it was a little too done, so I'm gonna need y'all to go easy. You know, like, I like my chicken bloody in the middle. All right, fam, go ahead and hook me up.
I like to wash my chicken down with its own blood. Thank you.
Popeye's got regular and spicy, not over medium, okay? Not scrambled. Like, get the fuck out of here. So then they closed. They tried to close, and then of course Donald Trump said they gotta open back up. So make sure you guys wipe down your chicken.
Did they have to open back up, or they chose to open back up?
Well, if he wrote an executive order, well, yeah, they still chose it. You're right.
Yeah, it prevents the employees now for suing if they catch COVID. I think somebody said in the comments too.
Yeah,
because prevents you catch the COVID at that particular plant or any plant. You can't sue the company because you caught it.
You know, I think that's probably a bigger reason why he did it.
Right,
because you know the thing is because a lot of people are put in positions where they have to work. But if the employers are like, "Fuck y'all, we not coming to work," who the fuck gonna do the goddamn job?
Yeah, but who can afford to say, fuck y'all, we not coming to work, and then now I can't even sue you for that. So like, yeah, you're right. The company is the one that could have been like, nah, we're not gonna put our employees through this. And of course they said, right, fuck that, we need to get this chicken out.
Yeah. Yeah, so I mean, everybody sees now what's going on. So I mean, I don't mean to drift too far off.
No problem.
At this point, if you vote for, if you tell me you're voting for Trump, I automatically think you're racist, and this conversation is over with.
Yeah,
so agreed.
Like, he didn't leave everybody no room. Did. You know what I'm saying? Like, the first time, that's the thing I've been thinking every day. He does something at least once a day that is honestly, yeah, it's like we living in assimilation. Well, he wanted to make the point, like, where everybody was like, I would never vote for Hillary Clinton. You can't trust her. She lies. And then he comes out, he's like, I'm gonna lie every day. It's like, and plus, you know what? She's corrupt. She would be horrible when it came to like foreign affairs. He's like, I'm the worst at it. You know what? Fuck the WHO. We pulling out of the Paris Climate Accord.
Come on!
Like, fuck, all the other leaders. We not gonna be cool with nobody no more. It's like, okay, you know what though? Like, well, I'll tell you one thing. She would fuck up the economy. You know what? Fuck the economy. Everybody go back to work while you sick. And I hope y'all die. And I don't care, as long as the stock market go back up. Oh, it's going down worse than it's ever been in any time? Okay, cool. Okay. Like, every day is some shit. Her husband was out here fucking sexually harassing women. I grabbed them by the pussy. I grabbed them.
I got lawsuits waiting on me.
I've been accused of, I'm going, supposed to go to trial for rape. I'm scared to not be president because I don't want to go to trial for the rapes I've committed. Like, that's the level. Yeah. It's like, it's almost a joke how much he is that much worse. You, it's like you can't even have an excuse not to vote Democrat anymore.
Yeah, he's literally upset at every group. Any reason that any excuse you voted for him for, like I had a dude at my old job who's like, I voted for him because of my 401k. I just wanted to take my 401k.
I was like, have you seen it? I haven't even looked at mine.
Yeah, I called her. I was like, hey man, how's that 401k going? You know, how's that thing going? You know, are you satisfied with your vote? She's like, hey man, you know, things happen. You know, shit happens.
Right. Okay. Like, it's just a K now. It's not even a 401. They took all the numbers away.
All right.
They left me with the letters, and I'm hoping to hold on to that, really.
Yeah, it's like, yo, I just voted. I just wanted something different. I like, how much more different do you want it now? This is weird. This is dangerous.
I cut ties with all my white friends, like, on the eve of, like, it was like 2015, I think, was when I was just like, cause we had an email message chain and stuff, and we would talk all the time on the email message chain. And, you know, it was really more them talking to me. But they would be talking about shit and be like, yeah, you know, I don't think Donald Trump's that bad. You know, we need a businessman in charge. And when the mother, and I was like, he's racist though. Yeah, well, I mean, that's what some people say, but I mean, isn't like everyone racist? I'm like, y'all motherfuckers, how y'all ever my friends? So I stopped fucking with them. And
yeah,
I haven't talked to them since, you know, whatever that was, right?
Years.
2012 or some shit. I don't remember what that was, but even before then, like, we was falling off and then we finally fell off. Man, listen, I fucking wish I could pop back up in the email chain right now. Just to be like, so, how'd it work out, guys? I mean, y'all, hey, businessman, is everybody still employed? All y'all still got jobs? You know, I hope you got your stimulus. Did you get your stimulus? You gonna be able to make your mortgage with the stimulus? Are you gonna be good? But, you know, that would mean talking to them again, so I can't.
No, this dude, some of my friends done that I don't talk to no more. Write a mass text message and then block them all.
That's good.
That's happened to me a lot. Like, people like say, I don't want to deal with you no more. And then like, I don't even know what's going on. And I'll try to respond back and that joint go from blue to green.
Right.
Blue to green.
Oh, they done got me. The Chicago house party, I don't know if y'all saw the video, but the Chicago house party, where they, it was like literally 1,000 people in there at least.
Mm-hmm.
And someone took a video of it. Well, it ended with the owner being cited and fined. Mayor Lightfoot called partygoers foolish and reckless. I can't believe they did this in her city, man.
Come on, in her city.
Yeah. Like, the only thing it made me think though, and you know, I'm not trying to get too deep. I don't have any reason to like speculate this really, so this might be my hotel woke moment, you know what I mean?
Up your eye open too now.
Yeah, so just allow me to just go off on this little theory, but understand that I don't have any scientific proof or backing of this theory. This is just me talking.
Okay,
so you know how the COVID is really affecting the black community hardest, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you know a lot of that's because of the jobs we have. We're the ones that work at your grocery store. We're the ones that work for Uber and the gig economy,
right?
The bus line and the post office and all this shit, right? So when I seen this party of 1,000 black people, and one woman wearing a mask, by the way, one I was like, what are you even like, you're literally standing chest to chest with everyone around you, but okay. But what if a lot of these people partying and continuing to be like, fuck it, like the black people, not the white people.
Mm-hmm.
What if a lot of them are doing it because they just like, nigga, I'll be at work every day getting the COVID anyway, so I might as well go to the club and get it too. You know what I'm saying? I hope that's not what's happening, but it made me think about that shit. It was mm-hmm. like,
that's a lot of nurses.
I wonder how many people are just like, fuck it. Like,
right.
I already work, you know, in an industry where I'm doing like, you know, I don't know, grocery, I work at the grocery store. So if I didn't get it done them 8 hours on the clock, I'm damn sure gonna go to the club tonight and stand next to the other people living that life. I'd have no proof of this, by the way. This is just something, it just made me think about it. Like, I wonder if that's what happened, because I can't think of any rational reason why 1,000 people would just be like, fuck it. Especially black people, when you know if we get it, our medical care is like, is he dead yet? And you're like, no. Well, then we definitely not taking care of him.
No. I think a lot of times we have a false security about ourselves. Because a lot of times I get in arguments with people of color, mm-hmm. color, this bit of color. We're part of a certain class, and we're not. Mm. So, like, I like to look. So, you know, it seemed like they're rebelling, but to your point, it's like, but you don't understand.
Right.
They're going to get taken care of. You're right. Not. Not only are you not going to, not only are they not going to take care of you, they're going to use this photo as propaganda to show that, hey, even the blacks are out, which is going to accuse some other people, other blacks, to be like, oh, this is cool. And then everybody's going to go out, and then it's going to start this chain reaction.
Mm-hmm.
I say on my podcast, I say, everybody's so much in a hurry to have a hot summer, and then fuck around, I'd be able to have a Merry Christmas or Thanksgiving.
Come on.
The process. Yeah. You know, if you just chill out, you're like, yo, your summer body that you're working on, yo, baby, I don't know, stay in the house.
Right.
And then have a banging summer body in 2021.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because we make it through the summer and we're good, then we can have that Thanksgiving, that Merry Christmas, and that mm-hmm. Happy New Year that we're all striving to have with our family and our friends.
Right.
But, you know, just trying to here and just have a good time, just to say we're having a good time, to end up locking us down more. And you're listening to somebody who wholeheartedly doesn't care about us
right.
at all. We have a president who doesn't care about not just black people. He don't care about anybody that's not rich.
Right. That's what's so funny,
so,
too.
Like,
when,
why would you even?
I was just gonna say, that's what's so funny, too, when people try to be like, you know, the problem is capitalism is this, is that. I'm like, but also on the individual level, it's a lot of people showing that whether it's a money motive or not, they don't care about other people if they mm-hmm. don't think it will happen to them.
Right.
Like, you know, they can, yeah. like it's a chicken or the egg argument. It's where it's like they hide behind saying it's capitalism, but it's also something deeply fucked up within you to make you strap on your vest and get your AK-47 and go stand yeah. in front of somewhere where you know you ain't gotta work, by the way. It's always somewhere someone else gotta work, and be like, these motherfuckers need to get back to work. And it's like, this chicken or egg, cause it's like, what made you like that? And then what do you really care about in your life, your people, that you out here violating social distancing, knowing all the rules of the game, and then you can go back home to your family and give it to them. Your kids could go to school, give it to somebody else. Somebody see their grandparents, they could get it. Like, shit is just wild to me. I don't understand these people.
Yeah, we just don't have enough aunt and uncles out here in the world. Because mm-hmm. if we had enough aunts and uncles in the world, they would have been told everybody to stay in the house.
Right.
Hey, what you doing? I don't care. I don't care what your boy is doing.
Right.
In this house, in my roof, we don't do that.
It's only like, that's what's crazy, is the disease is killing off all the people that normally tell us to stay the ass in the house.
Right, like, them people.
All the people that's at risk of dying are all the don't slam our screen doors. We need them back. We need them.
My Nintendo, your Nintendo, regardless of what it is, be like, Grandma, they ain't made them in 57 years. I don't care. Turn that Nintendo off.
Do you realize what our society would look like if all the old black people, if all the old black people die? Our society is going to be all fucked up, man. Like, it's like, first of all, who's going to raise the babies? Okay. Because you know, we be depending on them. Like, there's quite a few of us that have been raised by our grandmamas, stuff come like on, that. Come on.
Great aunts.
And you black,
cousins.
When you black, grandmama is like the babysitter, daycare, all that shit. Y'all just going to throw grandmama away so you can go to the party and hear one more fucking Trippy Red song. Like, that's crazy to me, man.
Mm-mm. And they don't make grandmas like they used to, because, you know, some of these new age grandmas be like, look, I done raised you. I ain't raising no more babies. You on your own.
Every child.
And you know what, Twin Instead, I don't blame them.
Every child needs to get at least two generations of raising.
Mm-hmm.
From grandma to mama to that uncle, and then your life, you know?
Right. And now they really got a good excuse not to do it. Cause of COVID, you know what I'm saying? Like,
ooh,
no,
you know, grandma's is partying.
I thought I would bring Jermaine by there, so you could what? Go out to a party? Hell no, I ain't dying.
I'm not getting coronavirus from right. that baby. You keep that baby.
You and that baby better stay there and cough together.
I was watching that MSNBC. You be making me watch, and I heard that the babies—they're the ones to be carrying everything.
Come on,
nappy headed boy. So bring that nappy headed boy in this house. I just put my greens on. If you want, just put me on the time that face each other on the phone.
Come on. Be like, Mama, you don't even know how to use it right. Every time I go on there, you always pointing at your feet. But you can hear me, can't you? Mm-hmm. Who cares?
Put me on head time and let me see the baby. I don't need to see this. I don't.
Put me on that talk face, Mama. That's not the name of it.
Y'all could drive by real slow. I come to the porch and wave, but no, I'm not taking care of his ass no more. Cause y'all over there getting the COVID.
Mm-mm, that baby come up here tearing up my house after I done got it clean. Nope, you take care of that baby.
Karen, that has nothing to do with coronavirus. That's just you being an angry old black lady. That one didn't even have nothing to do with the COVID. You just don't like children.
And some of them don't. So that's in connection with the coronavirus. That's why they ain't watching your kids. So it is a connection.
You know, on Wednesdays, my ankle swell up. My ankle swell up on Wednesdays.
Come on.
On Wednesday, I don't watch the adult kids on Wednesday because my ankles swell up. You know, my water, you know, I got too much water in my body. And when I get too much water on Thursday, I can't do what I want to do. So don't bring that boy. Carrier.
I know they, especially you get a grandma that's text heavy. But I know I'm playing bingo with the girls on the, what is it, that virtual thing, that zoomy, mama, that ain't the name of whatever it's called. We're playing bingo, so I'm not watching that boy.
This is just now turned into y'all doing old black women impressions.
Yes, I love old black women.
Had nothing to do with COVID. It just had nothing to do with the premise of the joke.
The only way they'll let you come in their house is when they want you to set up their voicemail. Hey, look, I got this new phone. I need you to come over here. You ain't got to wear no mask on today. I need you to set up this voicemail.
Now we finally know what they got the plastic on the couches for is... Cause that shit got the COVID on it. Okay.
Y'all. We just didn't know.
Sit your ass. Now we see they've been preparing for this longer than us. They like, nope, you go into the den we don't never use. Sit your ass on the plastic and stay in there. Okay. That's all. That's the rumors for you now. You in the hazmat area. We've been thinking that they've been trying to prepare. We thought they were trying to preserve a couch. They actually been in there just ready for the corona to come through and be like, that's the hazmat space of the house. That's why I make you take your shoes off and stay your ass in there now. Okay. That's where you live. Don't come in here with the rest of us. That's what y'all children going to be playing.
You need to sweat that corona off. And I'm not talking about the beer either. You need to sweat that corona off on that plastic couch.
Mm-hmm.
They'll be like, Grandma, can I go outside? No, you're going to bring the virus back in here with you.
And also, like, another thing I'm discovering is all that shit that people talk about, oh, old people don't understand technology. Soon as they said old people die from this shit, they figured it out. They be on Facebook Live at church. They be on the Instagram, everything. They could do, they FaceTime now. I'm like, oh, y'all knew, y'all been known about this shit. Okay, so don't try to lie to me. You know,
they
you just wanted me
to learn it.
You wanted me to come over and change your VCR. You just wanted me to do that. You could have did it. If I would have told you I got the COVID, they'd be like, don't worry about the baby. I bought a DVR weeks ago.
Hey, true story. My mother, let me make sure my wife ain't around, because her mama. Mm-hmm. Look, my mother-in-law had created a Facebook account, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so every time she logged on, she created a new account because it kept asking for her username and password. So there's literally 50 emails she created.
Oh, no.
To create Facebook. And then we finally told her, you know, you don't have to create emails and stuff like that. Like, they're asking you, you know, you can just stay logged in, right?
Right.
I remember my password. I'm like, what you mean? It's only one password. She's like, dog, they keep asking me to create a new username and password. I'm like, do you have emails out there in the world?
She the one that be spamming people on Twitter when
come on.
You know how they be how them spammers on Twitter that when they want to harass somebody they have 75 emails and they all send you the same thing. That's your mother, your mother-in-law somewhere. She one of them people that's like, not today. I'm about to talk shit to Hillary. Send and then just 12 accounts. Like, you lying, bitch.
Yeah, she got like a bunch of emails. I'm like, yo, did you just create a bunch of emails for Facebook account?
So how do her friends? Right. How does she even find friends? Every time she log in, she gonna have no friends.
No, we had 3 friend requests from her each time. She kept logging into a new account. I'm like, what is
with the same picture? You like, but you keep using the same. We know this is you. I don't understand.
Back in the day when I used to just kind of accept anybody on Facebook, like if they asked, I never really asked a friend anyone.
Mm-mm.
For the most part.
Sometimes I do.
But once it got to the point where like I didn't want to vet them. I just like, oh, accept it. As long as you don't say no crazy shit, I ain't gonna delete you or whatever. But then at some reason the algorithm had all these old people, these old black people just kept friending me, man. It was like this shit went on for like a month. Like the first, I was like, maybe I know this person. Do they like know somebody in my family or something? I don't know these people. They were strangers, Karen. They were just old black church people.
Duh!
That had decided.
That looked like a good boy.
I thought maybe they were fans of the show, but then I would see they post and I'd be like, it's no way a nigga that talk like this know what I do for a living. You know what I'm saying? Like they would be praying for me, if anything, before they would be like, you know what? I love that Guess the Race segment. Them niggas is funny. Like they were not, they were not those type of blacks. It was a weird thing. Anyway, let's get back to coronavirus news, guys, because it's still happening. The leader of Reopen North Carolina, which is one of the protests here in North Carolina. Damn, they go to the Capitol and they protest. She's missed the last 2 protests
because
she tested positive for coronavirus.
You don't say.
Yeah.
No, but they still showing up?
First of all, I don't, the reason I really don't fuck with this is not that she got the coronavirus, that, you know, anyone could get it. I feel like she don't believe in herself. Show up to the rally. Prove me wrong. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't just halfway and be like, oh, I'm gonna practice social distancing now that I got it, guys. I don't wanna pass it to the rest of the coronavirus ralliers. No, nigga, no. Show your ass up, no mask. And show me that you stronger than the coronavirus. I want you hugging people. You know what I'm saying? I want you to lead the chants with the bullhorn directly into the crowd. Like, fuck that shit. She tried to pull up short. Nah, this is how I know y'all fake.
Right.
No, show up at the protest with some chickens. Hand them chickens out.
Yeah.
Raw dog them chickens with the raw dog hands. Hand them out. Cough on each one individually.
Get you some guns. You know what I'm saying? I want to see it, man. Now, because to me, this is when the protest starts. Like, before this,
right.
Before this, y'all was just bullshitting. Now we really about to see what y'all mean when you show up to the protest talking about some hell no. He won't. Hell no. then I want to see who gonna stay out there and be like, yes, open it back up, and who gonna be like, oh, you know what, it's about time for me to, I did not realize it was getting so late, I'm gonna back up 6 feet from the protest. Yeah. I'm gonna be in the way in the back. Yeah, I want to see the truth.
Yeah, I don't like those people that's protesting with their mask on. What are you doing?
That is counterproductive to the protest.
What
are you doing?
What is your point? And also, why do you have a mask and a gun? Are you gonna rob me? Like, is it a heist? Is there a bank robbery happen after this that y'all, cause it don't, none of it makes sense. You either don't need the mask or you don't need the gun. You definitely don't need both. What the fuck are y'all doing out there?
You're gonna shoot the Rona that's invisible.
Oh yeah, they're gonna shoot it.
The Corona gonna get to America. I didn't know they had guns. Well shit, back to Sweden. I'm like, get the fuck out of here. Alright. Let's get into another segment, guys, okay? We like to have this little segment that we like to call Fucking with Black People.
Mm-hmm. We're just fucking with those black people. We're just fucking with those blacks. We're just fucking with black people.
That's right, guys. It's time to play the game that we all hate to play. It's Fucking with Black People. The game that goes all around the globe, finds different articles that make us feel fucked with as black people, and then we score them from 0 to 100 in intervals of 25 for how much we feel fucked with as black people. Today's contestants, everybody. All right, let's see who is fucking with us today, guys. Here's one. Twitter reacts to MAGA pastor who compares interracial marriage to zoo animals. A MAGA pastor is under fire for his ludicrous views on interracial marriage, comparing those who marry someone of another race to zoo animals. In a YouTube video that has been making its rounds on social media, David Daubenmeyer, a veteran 35-year high school football coach, oh, so that means he definitely came into contact with some blacks.
Right.
Yeah. No way he been coaching 35 years and no niggas been on the team. Like, it's an athletic pursuit. Unless they like the sorriest niggas in the, like, what if he's so racist they just sorry? He only pick white people from the school.
But Tyrone's a better athlete. We can't let him in.
That's like letting a monkey play on the field.
He's got a jump shot.
Yeah. I'd rather lose 100-0 than to let a black on my team.
I'm all about fundamentals.
According to his website, Coach Dave Live can be seen making the loathsome comparison. Bluebirds hang with bluebirds. Eagles hang with eagles. Oh boy. You don't see eagles marrying buzzards, do you? You don't see it happening, Karen.
Yeah, them buzzards. You don't know buzzards hanging around. Eagles just flying around, just soaring around, just being all happy and birdie and stuff like that. Being all hawky and such.
And you definitely don't see none of them hanging out with them ravens, okay? Them dark black ravens with their huge raven penises.
Oh, no.
Never. I seen one day I logged on the internet. I logged on to raven.com. It was a raven with two of the most prettiest small doves you ever seen. And it was just going to town on them, I tell you. I was disgusted, and I watched it 100 times. I was disgusted each time, and then I subscribed to the website, and it was even more disgusting than the other videos on the website. But, you hate to see it. You really do.
Do we need to have a talk or intervention? What's happening over there?
Sorry, my bad, Mike. What'd you say?
No, I was like, unless it's at night. That's when I really pull my pants down and watch all that interracial bird eating.
Yeah. You know, other than that, it's really, it has its place after midnight, but before that, I'm disgusted, honestly. It's unbelievable and it doesn't have any, I'm sorry. It is unbelievable and it doesn't have any idea what your dignity as a human being. And like he said, somebody help me out here. Maybe, I don't know. At the zoo last night, I don't think I saw one Oriental married to a black guy.
Oh.
Oriental
in 2020.
Took it old school.
In 2020, sir. God damn.
Not Oriental.
Do they let him coach the team?
They send people like
I know he be calling them boys coloreds and niggers and shit. I know he
darkest.
Hey, Negro number three. Negro number three. Hey, look. We're supposed to roll to the basket, you little.
We're gonna do suicide drills. Okay, we're gonna do suicide drills real quick. We're gonna separate all the races. I want my colors over here. I want my whites over there. And for my Asians, okay, this is a kamikaze drill. That's what we're gonna call it for y'all, okay? This is one of them drills where you cut your stomach open like a samurai. All right, let's go ahead and go, guys. Worst team in the league.
He gonna be like, hey, Jigaboo, didn't I tell you to cut?
Right. This motherfucker have like an all-white defense and an all-black offense, you know what I mean? He's like, if they can play, they just can't play together. That's all I'm saying. If you throw, you ever see a white quarterback throw a ball to a black man, that's like watching a buzzard throw a touchdown to an eagle. You never see that. let's see.
He separate his races like laundry. I'm gonna put my colors over here, my whites.
Oh no!
Put my whites right there, and all of my athletic gear. We'll put that right there in that stack right there for a heavy wash.
Shortly after, another white man, presumably. Also the other thing I wanted to add. I hate when you make me part of your racism. When you start being, now correct me if I'm wrong. I'm on YouTube watching you. I can't correct you, man. This is just you. This is your thing. It's don't make it my thing. Now, hey, look, far be it from me to just say, I don't know, but I've never seen a black and a white have a good time at the same time at an event. I think we can all agree on that. This your shit, homie. I hate that shit.
He trying to get a co-sign.
he tried to do like at the end of Matlock, when Matlock be like, I'm just a poor country lawyer, so I don't know, but maybe bloody fingerprints are just on everyone's window. It's like, oh, he saw the case. Like, not gonna do me
if I'm wrong.
Yeah.
that could be the name of my next album. Correct me if I'm wrong.
You know, they say I don't have the sense that God gave a bullfrog, but I've never seen an Oriental and a Negro in the same place at the same time other than Rush Hour 2 through 3. So, just think about what I'm saying, guys.
Correct me if I'm wrong. you know what's so funny about the correct me if I'm wrong statement?
Yeah.
Is after they ask, they just stare at you until you answer the question.
Right. You can't, and they don't want you to correct them, by the way.
No,
they actually don't want a correction. They not gonna be very accepting of you being like, well, you are technically wrong. Scientifically, you can't get coronavirus from eating a chicken sandwich. And like, no, I don't think so, buddy. Here you come with your liberal agenda trying to take over my YouTube page. Okay. Now I think we can all agree. Tell me if I'm wrong. But blacks are inferior to whites. I mean, it's a science at this point.
Like, that's the numbers.
So yeah, he says, shortly after, another white man, presumably named Randy, appears on the screen and shares his extraneous 2 cents. They ought to put different kinds of animals in the cages with different kinds of animals and see what happens. Now see, he want to go on raven.com. That nigga is trying to see these animals fuck.
That's what
the first dude was like, you don't see these animals fucking each other. And then he was like, they ought to put the animals in a cage and you know, maybe see what they do, you know.
Why are you sweating, son?
Maybe put a monkey in there with a dog and just, you know, see what happens. I just, you know, record it.
I'm wrong. Like, nothing better than seeing a monkey hump a dog.
Yeah.
If I'm wrong,
you tell me if I'm wrong, but I think we all get a little sexually excited when we see intraspecies sex.
I'm bothered just thinking about it.
You know, put some frogs in there with a fish and just, you know, it's kind of,
see what happens.
It's kind of similar. That might be where tadpoles come from. So then he says, I was even thinking last night when I was looking in the aquarium and all those different fish that are swimming in there together. But you know what, Randy? The guy who takes care of aquariums keeps certain fish out of the aquarium, cause they know if they put the wrong one in there, he gonna eat everybody else up. So they segregate everybody in the aquarium. Even in the aquarium, they segregate.
What?
Yeah.
There's a whole lot of humping.
Yeah.
They humping. It's a whole lot of goddamn humping.
You ever see a cat, a catfish just slide up on a bass and just, you know, and shake they fish sperm all over the fish eggs?
They need to go check them aquariums. There's some fish and you didn't fry them, baby.
I know this nigga hated the Little Mermaid for sure.
Look at that.
This man ain't get the point of none of these movies. Beauty and the Beast, he's like, this is disgusting. This is two things that aren't like each other loving each other. What the, who would want to see this? A princess and a frog?
Like, a frog. And that frog got bumps.
Right.
That beautiful white queen of having married a frog.
Oh my God. This nigga. this is what happened when you watch Bugs Bunny cross-dress and you get a little too excited as a kid and you grow up into this kind of person. Someone responded to the comments on social media, hey MAGA priest, you should know better than anyone that God punished Miriam and Aaron for speaking ill of Moses's Ethiopian wife. Pastor Dalbenmeyer hit me back if you can't find it in your Bible or ask any real Christian, said one user whose comment was immediately ignored. Because I hope you didn't think that. I hope you didn't. What are you even doing on his page that you think he gonna respond to reason? Like, you know what? I did say, correct me if I'm wrong. I did say it. And you goddamn right. I take back 35 years of racism. I'm sorry. Mm-mm. Blacks can play on my football team again.
What I'm saying is, if I'm wrong, then I'm wrong. But tell me if I'm wrong so I can fix it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you said I'm wrong. Well, you could just go. You can go fuck yourself. Okay, yeah. I'm not.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Blocked. Okay, because what we're not gonna be doing is correcting me in front of all these people when I'm wrong. I'm always right. Yeah. That's
what when I said it. And because I said it, you're blocked.
Yeah. Yeah, he's removed from the chat, everybody. He was trying to correct me, and we all know that we all agree with the things that come out of my mouth, but y'all tell me if I'm wrong. Another person tweeted, I seem to recall something I've heard before. Let's see. All God's children, wasn't that it? Why, yes, I think it was. A racist priest. An oxymoronic phrase, if there ever was one. Wonder if he thinks his racism or his lack of faith will get him into heaven. A third person wrote, I just want to know how we got back to 1955. That motherfucker said Oriental, dog. I have no respect for this man. Woo. On any level.
Oriental.
Right.
It's the WWF.
Right. The right. <Ever. laughs> Like, who says that on purpose? You know what I mean? Like, anyway, yeah. 0 to 100, Karen.
Oh, he get I'm gonna say 75, cause Oriental was funny. So you minus 25 for actually taking it back.
Okay. All right. Mike.
I'm gonna go 75 as well. I mean, Oriental, you just get, there's a certain level of racism.
Right. Racism. Very creative. To
like, you know, you drop an M bomb, that's cool, whatever, right? But Oriental?
Yeah.
That's something special.
I feel like people that say that definitely say nigga in private. You know what I'm saying? Cause what happens is you think that one's acceptable. That's all that
right,
means. You
not.
Think you can say that in public because you just don't know no Asian people that will call your ass out on that.
Right.
So you definitely say nigga. Don't, like, I don't play that slippery slope racism. Mm-hmm. I don't believe in that. I remember one time it was this dark skinned white man, according to him. He said he Italian, but he looked Mexican. But one time I was playing basketball. He came over to me after the basketball and he was like, man, so you really don't fuck with Trump? And I was like, of course not. I'm black. And he was like, yeah, man, but you don't think he got some good ideas about, you know, getting these spics out of the country? And I said, first of all, you not Mexican? It's like, number one, like, you definitely ain't got no room to be talking, because I know when they pull your ass over, they asking to see something, because it's no way they don't think you Mexican. I play ball with you every Saturday and been thinking you Mexican for at least 2 years. So you definitely need to check your racism, because you definitely not in the group that should be able to be racist towards Hispanic people. But then the second part was like, I know that man says nigga when I ain't around. It's no way.
Come on.
You can't racial slur me with another group and then make me think when I'm not there, you be like, well, hold up now.
I don't care what group it
is. I don't say the N-word. That's crazy. Mm-mm. Anyway, so I was talking about these pics. Like, no fucking way, bro. No fucking way.
Hear me out. First of all, hear me out. Let's talk about spics. We're not talking about you niggas. Right. Wait, excuse me, sir. I'm right.
Correct me if I'm wrong. But it's okay to be racist against people that's not your race that I'm currently talking to, right?
They just use different racial slurs to set up the biggest racial slur like a joke. It was like,
right. He's somewhere talking to, you know, that mean when like my Latino dudes are playing ball and shit, he pulling them to the side when I'm not there, like, look, I know you don't agree with Trump, but can we agree that these blacks need to be in jail, these niggers? I mean, I'm just saying.
Yeah, he go around from every group and talk about the other groups.
The fucked up part is they like, I do agree. Like, I was over here having a back day over there like, I do kind of agree. These niggas are out of control. Did you see Rod today? He was yelling. I put him in jail. All right, we'll do one more fucking with black people.
Okay.
Let's see. New York City Catholic schools call braids inappropriate hairstyles despite the new law. So New York passed a law that banned hair discrimination.
Mm-hmm.
So technically that you're not supposed to be able to do this, but many Catholic schools are evading the new law that bans discrimination against natural hairstyles, according to New York Daily News. Assemblywoman Tremaine Wright of Brooklyn helped draft the recently passed State Crown Act, which would protect black people who are disproportionately singled out for wearing natural hairstyles. When Wright helped formulate the law, she fully expected it to apply to Catholic schools. However, after Governor Andrew Cuomo signed the law back in July, it hasn't been enforced in at least 14 of New York's Catholic schools. New York City's Catholic schools, while an Upper East Side salon was recently fined $70,000 for discouraging its black employees from wearing natural hairstyles, many Catholic schools haven't been held accountable for upholding hair bans. Yeah, that's just shit they do where they be like, well, we're a private institution, so we can still do that.
We don't take federal funds.
Mm-hmm.
Unless y'all get them tax breaks.
Unless y'all got some. I mean, you know, we don't. Okay, separation of church and state, and unless y'all got some of that bailout money, then you know,
take some of that.
Yeah, we'll separate some of that money from the church and the state, if you know what I'm saying. No cultural preferences will be allowed, such as boys with braided hair, said one handbook from Christ the King School in the Bronx, which caters to elementary and middle school students. St. John's School, also in the Bronx, prohibits cornrows.
Don't nobody wear that but us. What are we talking about here?
I thought it was corn rolls with R-O-W-S. They put corn rolls, R-O-L-L-S, like it's some type of bread.
Which one is it?
I thought it was corn rolls with a W.
I always thought it was with the double L's.
So if I've been saying this shit wrong my whole life, I thought it was corn rolls. Rolls?
I don't know. I don't know.
Okay, let me go to the chat. I have to go to the Negro. We need to go to the Negroes and okay. All right, cornrow. Okay, it's W. All right, yeah, man. So I know a white person wrote this shit. Either that or Mike, because Mike, did you write it?
I might have okay. Had some editing. Right. You said rolls, and that's not what we say. We say rolls.
He said fixed. Correct him if he's wrong, but it's rolls, right?
If I'm wrong.
Yeah, corn rolls. That's how you know a white person wrote that shit. That's why it's racist, right?
The
there.
Corn in the bread. Why they putting corn in bread in there?
We don't want corn rolls, okay? We don't want S curls spelled ESS, okay? We don't want S curls, okay?
You don't want them rolls.
The texturizer. Get kicked out of there. That texturizer, the S curl.
If you got a, if you have a permanent, okay, we don't like permanents.
Well, we don't want them plants in our hair. of new session.
Oh shit. Oh my bad. Damn, we was up at the break already. All right, give me 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we're back. Technical difficulties, guys. I accidentally lost, I cut myself off in the middle of the session, and Mike thought we just abruptly ended the show for no reason.
Oh, thought we got rid of him.
Hey, I was about to go upstairs. I'm about to make me one of the protein shakes.
Like, oh.
All right, cool. All right, yo.
Man, they do shit different over there at the Blackout Tips, boy. They
different.
Right. They say hard out. They mean hard out, okay? So, yeah, no corn rolls. And they have, but even though the appropriate spelling is cornrows, oh, they said it in the chat. Okay. 11 other schools in Queens, Brooklyn, and Bronx also spelled out a ban of natural hairstyles, often calling braids a fad or inappropriate for boys. Only 3 schools reached by the Daily News said they didn't enforce restrictions anymore. The bans fall into legal loopholes that might keep these schools safe from the New York City and state rules. Yeah, so yeah, I think they're using this religious thing. Yeah, nothing in this article shall apply to private, religious, or denominational educational institutions. While the city human rights law exempts any religious corporation incorporated under the educational law. So yeah, they get a religious exception. Now, I think they probably were thinking more about like Jewish people and stuff. Maybe, you know, cause there is like rules to be like, you need to have your hair this way if you're an Orthodox Jewish person, or maybe they were thinking about them, and that's why they thought they, you know, like, we can't enforce them to have different hair standards. But I think because it's a law about inclusion and saying these hair standards can be accepted, I feel like it's a catch-22, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know how much more specific they can be. But that's fucked up.
It 100% is.
All right. 0 to 100.
Oh, that 100. That always bothers me because at the end of the day, don't nobody give a fuck. You think when you get there, Jesus is going to be like, ooh, you know what? I would have let you in, but no, you didn't have the right hairstyle.
What about you, Mike?
Definitely 100. Because I have a daughter, and we use the phrase "big hair don't care." It's not about me; it's about the future. And my daughter has big hair, and she don't care. And I will fight over her. I don't care who you are, and what your position is.
Right. That's what's crazy too. Because De Blasio and Cuomo both came out and said that they are gonna promise action on this now. Since coronavirus, who knows, you know, this may have moved down the priority list,
right?
But they did promise to fix this in the private schools. Like, you can't just be a private school and hide from that. So but yeah, I also give it 100, man. I fucking hate these stories where, because it's always us, you know what I mean? Like, it's always us that have to pay this like penalty. Yeah. for our natural hairstyles and right. Shit, it's never them.
Come on. And for me, just the how can I say it? And Roger kind of went through the process with me just when I was in the process of switching jobs, me being scared of just my new job not accepting my natural hair and all that type stuff. Like, it is a big process. I'm in love with my natural hair and I'm very comfortable with it. I'm like your baby. I have like the big hair. I see her in the background stick up some peace fingers.
Yeah.
For me, this really makes me upset because, like I said, normally we're the ones to do the cornrows, we're the ones to do the plaits, we're the ones to do the braids, we're the ones to do the froze, we're the ones to do the puffs. White people hair naturally does not do that.
Yeah. It's, and to have hair Sundays, I don't, not to give out too much information about the brown household, but to see hair Sundays and how, you know, everybody's like washing and drying, and like, mm-hmm. Even my wife, she has hair and stuff. Like, the amount of time that it takes for her to get ready,
come on.
You know, just having her regular curls that have it braided down and let the braids out, and then it's like crunkly and crinkly like french fries and stuff like that, and the poof and everything, takes a lot of time. And then just to just be like, oh well, we don't want that, I like Becky's with the good hair, is
right,
like, really is weird. It's, and it's disrespectful to a whole community.
They don't have no respect for our shit, bro. Like, they really see cornrows and think like negative things. They don't think about how much work that is, that it's a protective hairstyle, any of that shit. They just really be like, that's that nigger hair, I don't know about that. You don't see eagles flying with doves, you know, get these motherfuckers out of here.
Yeah, and it's not even just that. It's just like, it's not even that they it's disrespect because and I only got like this because I once I have my daughter, it's like I'm like super protective, secret service, but just to see how our hairstyles get demeaned so much, mm-hmm. and then turn around and then watch them mimic the hairstyles that they don't want you to have. Like when cornrows or cornrows, depending upon who you talk to, turn from cornrows to box braids.
Come on, no.
Right. And we was all like, cornrows? Like, right. No, these are box braids. These are different. And like, even I saw a meme. Mm-hmm. I think it was a meme because, you know, a lot of us with short hair, we like, I never could do it. I'm going to try one day. Like, get the waves, mingle mm-hmm. the waves and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we wear the wave caps. And then I saw like a meme or like a picture or advertisement of some white dude wearing a wave cap. He was like, "This is new silk cloth that protects my hair." I'm like, "A wave cap?
Come on, man! That's gotta be fake." Oh my god!
I hope it's fake.
Everybody know the only white dudes that wear wave caps is white dudes that's way too cool with black people. You know what I mean? Yeah. Them the only dudes I ever seen pull that shit off. Them like Roller from Claws and them white boys and shit. Oh my god, but yeah, you're right, like it's even doubly fucked up because they can rock our shit to millionaires and shit, or to, you know, to fashion like applause, and then like you can show it with the same shit and it's like, aren't dreads dirty? It's like, no, they're dirty on you, motherfucker.
Like, right, all of a sudden it's fucking ghetto.
Like, it's not dirty on us. Yeah. You need to calm the fuck down. I'm pretty sure Beyonce is not dirty when she shows up wearing cornrows, okay? I'm pretty sure there's not a speck of dirt in her hair. Calm the fuck down, white people.
Yeah.
All right.
And she probably took all day, too. It probably took at least 12 hours.
Right.
Just to get to that point.
It takes a long time because, I wash my hair and condition it and let it sit overnight. And, it's a process.
Right. It's a lot going on over there, man. It's, you know, it's like how, you know, when I got my beard and stuff and people be like, what do you do to it and shit? And I'm like, I actually do a lot of shit now. When I first started, I just be like, whatever. And then, it's like I was grinding. It was my grinding beard. I was like, I gotta make this podcast happen or else I ain't gonna have no job and no unemployment. So I'm definitely not worried about what the fuck is coming out of my face right now. But you know, after a while it was like, let me put this shit in here. Okay, I'm gonna comb it this way. Okay, oh, it's a certain type of shampoo that going. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So now it's a whole fucking thing. You know what I mean? So
right.
Anyway, let's get to Guess the Race, guys. All right, we've had a lot of fun, but it's time to start playing the racist game, okay? It's easy for us to call white people racist, but what about us blacks?
Now that it's time for some Guess the Race. That's right, it's Guess the Race time. Now that it's time for some Guess the Race. That's right, it's Guess the Race time.
That's right, it's time for Guess the Race. The number one game show going across all of podcast land, where we read and play news articles from all over the globe. And we asked our contestants today, Old Mike B from the Open Mic Radio podcast, and Karen to guess the race. And of course, everyone in the chat room plays along. And everyone playing is racist. All right, let's get to the first story, guys. Denver DA charges a caretaker with theft of a diamond ring from a dying coronavirus patient.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. You can't take it with you. A 29-year-old woman who was working as a temporary caretaker in a senior living facility in Denver faces theft and other charges after she allegedly stole a diamond engagement ring from a woman who was dying from the COVID-19. Elizabeth Daniels is charged with theft from an at-risk person, identity theft, providing a false statement to a pawnbroker, and criminal possession of a financial transaction device, according to a news release. Daniels provided care for 86-year-old Barbara Gust when she allegedly stole the ring and a credit card.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. This is like what happened to that old lady from the Titanic in real life, you know? Daniels pawned the ring several days before Gust's death, and she used the credit card for personal purchases on the same day that Gust died from COVID-19. Daniels had been hired to work as a temporary employee at Carillon at Bellevue Station because the senior living center was experiencing a high number of COVID-19 cases. Carillon at Bellevue Station describes itself as providing upscale senior housing through independent living, assisted living, and memory care units. The center has had 30 confirmed coronavirus cases among residents and staff, and 6 resident deaths as of Wednesday, according to the Colorado Public Health and Environmental data. Gust was hospitalized after a fall, and her family noticed the ring was missing because her family probably had eyes on that ring for years. Mm-hmm. But they thought it might be locked in a room in the memory care unit. After Gus died April 15th, the son noticed a number of credit card transactions taking place as he planned funeral arrangements. The affidavit says some even occurred on the day she died. One credit card charge happened to be used at a used car dealership in Inglewood, and a Denver police detective verified the name of the person who used the car as Daniels. Another detective traced the ring to a pawn shop and also identified the suspect who sold it as Daniels. Daniels was released from downtown detention center on $15,000 bond. I wonder if she paid with that credit card she got from that lady. Guess the race of Elizabeth Daniels. Karen?
I'm going black.
Karen's going black. Mike B.
I don't want to piggyback and say black. I'm gonna go full Ozarks and say Mexican.
Okay. So he's taking the circle gets the square type of approach. He's taking a tic tac toe approach to the game. He's trying to bounce off of Karen. Okay, I see. Let's check the chat room. Let me scroll up. Do you wanna ride the white horse? She was probably racist towards her, black. Dumb criminal, she should have just live streamed her crimes, black. Tar baby.
Well, damn.
That old chest nugget. Reopen the economy and your hand so I can steal your ring, white. Shit, I don't need it no more, and my son needs some Jordans, black. Black, corn roll white. I'm not making $15 an hour yet. White. Blacks only. Blacks. White. Rose. White. She was just helping her social distance from her valuables. Essential worker. Black. Buying Cadillacs with funeral money. Nigga. The correct answer is Karen went black. Mike B went Mexican. The correct answer is black. Karen, you got it. Now, we don't just cheer the winners over here, okay? We also have to make the losers feel terrible. So it's time to boo all you people who said anything other than black.
I was gonna go white. You said Inglewood. The racism in me said black.
Now what's funny is you got that right for the wrong reasons, because it's Inglewood, Colorado.
Oh!
Yeah, so it wasn't even Inglewood.
I thought California.
Right. It was Inglewood, Colorado, and you still lucked into that, Karen. Good job.
Wow.
They
made
it put an N95 mask on it before the two.
Now, I will say this. Call me racist if you want, but she would not be able to wear her hair like that in my Catholic school. Absolutely not. I'm sorry. We expect
wrong.
Correct me if I'm wrong, guys.
Okay, you don't see frogs and toads hanging out together. Okay. All right. Let's see. How about here's one. Philadelphia. Philadelphia woman was arrested for allegedly spitting in a shopper's face over social distancing dispute.
Oh shit.
Apparently. Jacqueline McBride, 27, was taken into custody by police earlier this week for spitting in a customer and an employee's face at a high-end Italian supermarket. Alexis Danilo, one of the victims, said she was waiting in line to enter the market when a woman, McBride, approached her and got very close, breaking the 6-foot social distancing rule. Danilo took a few steps back, which she said angered the woman. She got really upset by that and said, "Bitch, I don't have a disease." Danilo, 36, proceeded to enter the store, ignoring the woman. But while she was picking out meat and cheese for dinner at her parents, McBride intentionally ran into her. According to the Inquirer, Danilo said that McBride, that was really rude. We are in a pandemic. McBride responded, I'll fight you right now. And then proceeded to pull down the red bandana that, what? Covering her mouth, spit in Danilo's face, and storm off. A store manager who witnessed the event told Danilo that the same woman came into the store Saturday and spit at an employee after getting into an argument. Police confirmed this. McBride has been charged with simple assault, terroristic threats, and harassment. Wow, that's amazing. All right, guess the race, Karen.
Who am I guessing the race?
The race of the spitter, of course, the criminal.
What was her name? Was Jacqueline?
Her name was, give me 1 second here, Jacqueline McBride.
I'm gonna go white.
Karen's going white. What about you, Mike B?
I'm torn. Mm-hmm. I'm torn for a couple of reasons. One, Jacqueline is my aunt's name, and she's black, which means with the McBride part, which is Irish, I believe, that she could have been married to the family. So I want to go black.
Okay.
But she said spit. And white people love to spit.
They do. That's so true. I'm going white. Okay. Mike's going white. Let's go to the chat room. Dainty White Angel definitely calls the virus Oriental.
White. Oh, no.
You can't beat that level of entitlement, white. Open the country. White. Mob wives, Italian. One whose mother is refusing to wash the grandbabies during the pandemic. Jacqueline Karen McBride, white. She came back equals white. Mike B is all CSI on us. That's not a race guess, but I feel you. Armed protest spitting in the supermarket, white. McCracker. She spitting hot Rona, white. Wants all the smoke, didn't get arrested the first time, white. Would like to spit on the manager. May I spit on the manager, please? Oh, that's great. That's great, Shay. McCracker for the win. Okay, call me Jackie White. The correct answer is, and Mike B and Karen both went white on this, and it was white. Correct. Congratulations. Sorry, what'd you say, Mike?
You throw white at anything. You need to throw spit into a case. It's definitely white. That is very let me talk to your manager. Like one person said, white thing to do, very privileged thing to do.
Now for some reason it's not letting me share my screen. I don't know why I can't share my screen anymore. I'll see if I can just copy and paste a picture into the chat. Maybe that'll work.
Okay.
Cause if not, I have to, refresh.
Right.
So I don't want to like put a jam in the show, but I'm putting it in the chat now. So you guys should get it in a couple seconds. But yeah, she's a white woman. And the thing is, she looked like she was spitting in your face. Like she got a real, spit in your face look to her, you know what I mean?
This picture you show, it took me to like a hotel with like some trees and really nice pool.
Hold up, my bad, hold up.
I was like, ooh, when we go outside again, I'd like to get a hotel room now.
This is what happens.
Oh, that is a nice pool.
Live podcasting. Let me see. Give me 1 second. I'm gonna see if I can post the link to the actual article. Y'all can just scroll to the bottom. Her picture's at the bottom of the article. So maybe that'll fix it. I don't know why this shit just stopped letting me share my screen. It was like working.
I have that effect on technology.
All right, let's go to the bonus round. I'll play the bonus round music while you guys click on the article and check it out.
Double the points and the race. Double the points and the race.
That's right. Double the points, double the race, and the bonus round to guess the race. So far, Karen is 2 for 2.
Can y'all believe that?
But old Mike B is 1 and 1. Can he win in the bonus round where everything's worth double the points?
Oh, yeah. Becky did that shit, and she looked like, I'll do that shit again.
Yeah, she absolutely does not. She looks like she spits in people's faces for a living. Like, she spat in the camera person's face before they took the mugshot picture.
Yes, she did.
All right. A teen tricks her ex-boyfriend with noodles to get his phone and then uses it to assault him.
What?
19-year-old Angelique Watson was charged with domestic assault when she used a ruse of borrowing noodles to lift her child's father's cell phone. When he asked for it back, she told him to meet her outside, where she proceeded to wallop him. On April 19th, Brandon Spivey told officers his ex-girlfriend and child's mother, Angelique Watson, came to his home at around 1 p.m. to ask for a pack of noodles. The pair live in the same complex in separate apartments. According to the affidavit, while she retrieved the noodles, she also swiped his cell phone and departed. Man, how bad does that relationship have to be? Y'all both paying separate rent to live in the same complex? Y'all definitely don't get along. After approximately 3.5 hours, Watson returned and told him to come out and get his phone, at which point she attacked him. Mr. Spivey attested Angelique punched him in the face and continued to wallop him for at least 10 more times. She also proceeded to kick him. Mm-hmm, she walloped him. She also proceeded to kick him until neighbors stepped in and pulled her away. Watson fled in a vehicle, and officers noted that Mr. Spivey exhibited visible injuries. Angelique Watson was arrested and charged with domestic assault, and her bond was set at just $1,000. Karen, guess the race of Angelique Watson.
Black.
All right, Karen's going with black. Mike B.
I have several thoughts on this.
Okay.
Only a black person will go next door for a pack of noodles, preferably oodles and noodles.
Okay. Okay.
Also, Angelique, everybody I know named Angelique is black. Okay. And Mr. Spivey took a beat down, wallop, if you will, which means he's behind his child support.
Okay.
No, the which are all things that may or may not be black. I don't know. Makes me racist. I'm going black.
Hey, look, correct him if he's wrong. Yes. But it might be racist. You know, the question I have is, what was on the phone? You know?
That's true.
3.5 hours it took you with this phone? Like, what was on the phone? Alright, let's go into the chat and see what they believe the race of Angelique Watson is. Let's see here. She was the original Catch Me Outside. How about that? Black. That's what they do. Gentrify shit, don't they, y'all? Watson plus noodles and phone snatch black and beat that ass. Black on black crime. She definitely drinks the noodle water after the noodles gone black. Come on. That's our thing? I didn't know that. Come on, Mike B. Watson. Baby mama drama black. Angelique Watson has all the natural hairstyles. She wanted proof that she was hollering at one of her friends and that he was hollering at one of her friends and lured him with noodles. Nicks. I'm going Latinx. Oodles of beat down black. She already borrowed the microwave. Now she want to borrow the noodles black. Let me smell your dick black. The baby calls his grandma mama and his mama Pam. The correct answer is, and many of you guys went with black on this one. And you guys all got it correct. She was black. So let me play your applause. Somehow some of you guys missed it, which I'll never understand, but okay. Okay, stop playing. Damn.
They got rowdy.
Yeah, I was trying to stop it the whole time. Spotify wasn't responding. All right, let me put the picture in the chat, guys.
The crowd wanted to let y'all know.
Yeah, I'm sorry, guys. I wasn't trying to make it go that far. I just fucking did it. Did the picture, I don't even think that link worked for that picture.
No, it don't.
All right, give me one second. My computer over here being.
Definitely. I forgot to mention the cell phone, but she used the noodles to get the cell phone. My concern is Spivey didn't know the phone was gone for 3 hours, mm-hmm. which means Spivey has a bat phone, and she probably took the bat phone and scrolled through the bat phone, which he didn't know was gone.
Yeah, my speculation is he may have been the one watching the kid for the 3.5 hours, and then he was like, wait, where'd my phone go? Like, I feel like it was a whole setup, like, oh, I need some noodles, you know, you watching the baby, and then she came out and was like, who are these bitches on your phone? And then proceeded to whoop his ass in front of all these people and stuff. Now, how's a restraining order supposed to work in this situation?
They're in the same
y'all in the same complex, oh, and y'all also share a child.
She did that, and her face looked like
Well, she definitely didn't get beat. Like, she won the fight. Yes, not even fight. She beat his ass, it seems. Because
strong jaw. She got a strong jaw. She definitely put the beat.
She looked like she got them hands, and she probably got a good pair of sneakers that she used on his face.
Now, ironically, this is the woman I would let stay in my Catholic school with that hair. That's what's so crazy about it. Okay.
Yeah.
The other woman would have had to go, but
correct you if you're wrong.
I find her hair to be acceptable for a Negro. All right. Last thing, guys, let's do sword ratchetness. Gotta talk about the swords.
Longest soundbite ever.
All right.
I love that soundbite. I don't know if it's a movie, a clip, or what.
Two of my agendas combining in this article, and they're going head to head.
Okay.
A North Kingstown man released from the ACI is a COVID-19 court order that set 52 non-violent offenders free is back in prison after he was arrested again for allegedly swinging a sword at a woman and threatening a police officer.
Oh, so the person got out because of COVID-19 and was like, you know what? I feel like going back in.
So my prison abolitionist is right up against my anti-sword ratchetness. And, you know, I'm like, free these people. They don't deserve to die from COVID-19. No, they non-violent. Don't. And then as soon as he got out, what'd he do? Grab a sword and become violent. He's like, well, now I'm a violent offender. Like, what kind of shit is that? Casey Rigimbaugh, 26, of North Kingstown, allegedly swung a sword with a 29-inch blade at a woman and tried to punch Sergeant Joel Mulligan as police were questioning him, according to an arrest report. Police say Rigimbaugh was yelling, I'm going to kill you, at the woman while wielding a sword. Yeah.
That's never a good sign.
It's weird because he was given a Mulligan. And then he went outside and he tried to punch Officer Joel Mulligan. Like, what were you thinking? later, as Rigenbaugh was being booked at the police station last Monday for 5 counts, including felony assault, breaking and entering, and resisting arrest, police allege he threatened Mulligan. I wish I had my sword. If I did, I'd stab you, Mulligan. The report says.
Well, damn.
I'm going to find you when I get out and stab you with it, I swear to God, he said.
Nah, you stay in the jail.
Yeah, he must have wanted to go back to jail. Yeah, like, said that shit real clear.
Sorry, you and the virus.
I'm threatening you, Officer Mulligan, right now at 7:45 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, April the 19th.
And you know what he yelled? Correct me if I'm wrong, as they locked the cell. It was like, sir, you're wrong. You're wrong. Sorry.
Hand me my Oriental blade. And that word, that version is actually not racist because I'm not talking about a person. He's like, I'll stab a motherfucker, but I'll never be racist. So according to the report, Rigenbaugh also lunged at an officer, prompting another officer to douse him with oleoresin capsicum, which is commonly known as pepper spray. Oh, what kind of smart motherfucker made this article?
Just like pepper spray.
This nigga trying to teach us. Trying to make us read, nigga. Shorty can't eat no books. Sergeant Mulligan reported it scratches from the deflecting Rigenbaugh's attempted punch, but there were no other reports of injuries or incident. Bond was set at $20,000 of surety. But according to a Department of Corrections spokesperson, J.R. Ventura, Rigenbaugh has not made bail.
You don't say.
Surprise. He ain't got $20,000 in the room.
didn't have a family member that was like, I got you.
Record show Rigambaugh was released April 7th. Then he did not enter a plea as arraignment last Tuesday. It has a status conference scheduled for next week. Rigambaugh is among 52 adult correctional institution inmates with 90 or fewer days left on their sentence who were released from prison earlier this month following petitions filed by the RI public defender and attorney general. The RI Supreme Court approved the request on April 1st over COVID-19 health concerns and the difficulty of social distancing in prison that currently holds about 2,500 inmates. The released inmates were ordered to self-quarantine for 14 days upon their release. According to court records, and prison officials said five of them who did not have anywhere to go were housed at the Wyndham Hotel in Warwick. While the 52 inmates were currently serving the time for nonviolent offenses, a review of their criminal records by Target 12 found many of them have violent crimes on their rap sheets. Rigambaugh is one example of that, with a criminal record dating back nearly 5 years that includes felony assault, breaking and entering, misdemeanor domestic violence, vandalism charges. His current sentence for a misdemeanor charge of making a false 911 call was a misdemeanor. Oh, so this was a nonviolent offense he was in for, but he's not necessarily a nonviolent offender.
Right. Mm.
Yeah, well, yeah, as this goes on, you can get out of the streets and immediately get a sword, you know? I know normally they say that you're not supposed to be able to get a gun if you've been inside or whatever. Maybe it's easier to get a sword because nobody gives a fuck, apparently.
They don't.
You just go cop one off the fucking shelf at your local comic book store and everybody just looks like it's cool or whatever.
They do.
All right, that's it, man. Mike, yo, tell the people where to find you and how to check out the album. All
right, cool. You can go on my I'm on Instagram, omikeb757. I'm also omikeb757 on Twitter. My album is hashtag promote Mike B. My podcast is Open Mic, MIKE podcast, radio podcast. And that's out as well. My album is hashtag promote Mike B. It's in the name, just hashtag promote Mike B. It's on iTunes, Google Plus, Amazon, and it's basically everywhere. I could put the links in the chat. I have the links if you want to directly buy it, because my kids were playing basketball, stuff with my son, and their tuition is very expensive.
Mm-hmm.
God forbid.
We'll put it in the show notes.
Black fathers, y'all, okay? Let's get them through the coronavirus, all right? Everybody know 1200 ain't enough. We all know it's not enough. So if you could afford to go cop a CD, do it. I did. Like, what I did actually, man, I listened to it on a streaming service, and it was so good, and it reminded me, like, fuck, I didn't buy it when it came out. I was retweeting the shit and everything. I was like, what, how did I forget to buy it? So I went and copped it. Pre-ordered JL Covan's album, which comes out Friday. And I pre-ordered my man Chris Lambert's album, which comes out in a couple weeks. So, you know, support the homies, man, and we will be having Chris Lambert on the show and all that stuff as well. And make sure y'all check out Three Guys On, man, because Mike be on there often, and he be killing it, man.
He's funny.
Thank you. All right, y'all. Anytime. This is big for me. Y'all understand? Like, when I get off of here, I'm gonna probably have another white girl moment. I'm gonna have a camera, and I'm gonna post this on Instagram and everything. So, screenshot and everything, man. This is big for me. I really appreciate y'all.
No problem, Mike. We'll have you again too, man.
We will, like, baby.
You know, it's all good, man. We appreciate you making the time for us and stuff.
Yes.
And, you know, hopefully your lovely family and y'all have a great rest of your evening. No problem, man. As for us, we're out, guys. We'll be back tomorrow. And I don't remember the schedule for the rest of the week. I think Friday is the Nerd Off. We already did a recap of this of Insecure, so yeah, we should be back tomorrow and then probably Thursday and Friday for premium people. All right, until next time, I love you.
I love you too. Mwah. Mwah.